The Breeze, 94.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hershey High School, home of the Panthers.
All right, we're either back on the New Tech Seat pregame show or you're hearing way too much Guns N' Roses. But anyhow, Craig Eckert along with Jeff Babel, and we're going to set the offense and some of the defensive players. Blue Hill is going to get the ball first. It was Hershey winning the toss. They deferred to the second half. So they do it up right here with getting the psych up music going for the players, and the balloons just went up in the air, and it is Hershey in black pants, dark blue jerseys, and white helmets with the cat's paw on the side in honor of the Panthers. The counterparts, of course, the Blue Hill Bobcats, white jerseys, blue pants, the black helmets with the Bobcat insignia on the side of their helmets. It's a gorgeous afternoon. We're on the west side of the stadium looking and the toward the east, and as receivers go out and look back toward us, there could be the same issue that occurred a couple of times last week in the Blue Hill playoff game, and that is sun gets in your eyes. So they're going to watch their play calling and not go too far to the right side of the field looking back into that sun. Could eliminate some some incompletions tonight. Let's set the offense first of all for the home Hershey Panthers, 5-4 on the year now after you'd have to consider an upset win last week in the playoffs against against Perkins County. They won by 20 at the same time that Blue Hill was winning by some 38 points. Perkins County was 7-1 going in last week's game, and Hershey upset them 27-7 after a 4-4 regular season. Colton Marshall is the quarterback and a defensive back. He's a senior, 5'7". Landon Mawson is the tight end, linebacker, 5'11", 180. Josh Margaret's running back, defensive back, 6'1", 175. Dylan Johnson, senior, wide out, defensive back, 6'3", 150. Tyler Brown, running back, defensive lineman, senior, 6 foot 180. Josh Connell, senior, tight end, linebacker, 5'11", 175. Adam Steffes, junior, on the offense and defensive lines, 5'9", 195. Jacob Thompson, senior, offensive and defensive starter, 5'9", 160. He'll play backer and offensive line. Ariel Quiroga, line offensive and defensive line, 6 foot 250, Quiroga. And Matt McGann. Is on the offensive and defensive lines. He's 5'6 and 190 for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Raised this afternoon by Jeremy Parker.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here in just a moment so we don't step on the national anthem, and we'll get back to the starting lineups here on the Breeze 94.5 FM as they send the band out and present the colors here on this bright, beautiful afternoon from the stands at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products of propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings. We'll take a two-minute timeout back on the New Tech pregame report right after this.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's is the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Landon Moss is going to tee it up for the Panthers. They'll be kicking to Blue Hill. Parker Trumbull, the quarterback. Mitchell Rubel at the wideout. Shane Comacher, the other wideout. Keith and Drury, running back. Mitch Kruger, wideout. Garrett Sharp, running back. Connor Brown at center. Jay Sculter at the guard. Lovejoy at the guard. Brett Streff, offensive tackle, along with Colton Brand. And now, as the Panthers get set on their kick formation, back deep for the Blue Hill Bobcats is Comacher and Drury. It's a high kick, and Comacher is going to take it at the 10. They fake the reverse. He goes far side. And he's got some running room as he turns the corner and gets up to the 20-yard line. About a 12-yard return for Blue Hill as they start at their 20-yard line.
Nice return there by Blue Hill. They tried to run that reverse, the little fake reverse. The Hershey Panthers were not fooled one bit. Good tackle there. Start their possession at the 21 here. So good field, or good job by Hershey not giving Blue Hill a short field to start this game.
Blue Hill started this season with a loss and then running 8 wins in a row, including last week's playoff win against Kimball. Trips wide to the left side, shotgun formation. Parker Trumbull back it in. He throws into the flat. He's got a man at the 25, up to the 30, spinning to the 35-yard line is Jason Poe.
Number 5, Jason Poe, for a nice gain of about 15.
A 15-yard pickup, and it'll be first down and 10 yards to go from just outside the 35-yard lines of the Blue Hill Bobcats. So they're off to a quick start, and they went to the left side, so the receivers were looking back away from the sun on that, although the direct sun, has kind of gone behind a little bit of a haze right now.
Yep.
Very comfortable afternoon, though. We drove into town, 71 degrees. They're talking about maybe as low as 61, but much less than that by the time this thing is over with. Shotgun formation. Garrett Sharp with the handoff goes right side, spins across the 40 to the 41-yard line, and it'll be second down and 4 yards to go for the Cats.
Nice play call there. We opened up with a pass play. You know, last week we saw a lot of Parker Trumbull to Mitchell Rubel, and they had over 200 yards together. Opened it up, went to Poe, maybe try to fool him, and then come back with the big man Garrett Sharp right up the middle. Got about 4 yards there, so sets up second and 6.
Poe comes out wide to the left side. Sharp is in the backfield along with Hofferberg, who caught a touchdown pass last week. It ran for a touchdown pass, I should say, and had some nice defensive plays. He'll get the feed, goes left side off to tackle spot, out to the 45, 46-yard line. He'll be close to a first down as they flip it over to third down coming.
Brought down by Jacob Thompson.
Nice run there again, trying to keep moving. They're going to bring out the measurement gang here, it looks like.
Yeah, we're going to bring out not only the measurement gang, we're going to bring out the Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang, reminding you that when's the last time you measured your savings on car insurance? Talk to Jeb Brandt or your local shelter insurance agent for a free quote on auto, home, life, and health insurance today. Jeb Brandt, your shelter insurance agent on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Just shy on that measurement. Chain Gang brought to you by Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance. Third down coming with less than the length of a football to go for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They come out with a couple of setbacks behind Parker Trumbull. Slot man is to the right side, Poe wide to the left side. Now as he calls out the signals, and they're going to feed it to Garrett Sharp. Sharp is almost caught in the backfield, and he's going to lose about a yard. So it's fourth down and very short, and Blue Hill at this point, I think, is going to have to punt.
I agree, and it's a surprising play call. I think you want to go up under center there. You basically, if you snap the ball, you fall forward, you get that 2 inches. You see that a lot now with these spread offenses. They go in that shotgun, and then they don't know almost how to go under center, and it costs them there because they couldn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
Very slow-developing play there, exactly. And easily read by Hershey. So it's going to be fourth down coming. I'm suspecting here a punt by the Blue Hill Bobcats, and we'll see who Hershey sends. We're in the crowd here, so
looks
we have
like
to wait
they're
for
going to go for it here, Craig.
Oh, they're going to go for it. Okay, didn't see that. Shotgun formation on fourth down, and that time we've got a whistle. And too much time is taken by Blue Hill, and now it's going to be fourth down and way less manageable than the fourth down and three. And it'll be fourth down and eight now. They've got to do some checking here.
And they're going to try the punt. Yeah, pretty easy there. You know, one thing's fourth and three. Maybe you want to get that momentum on the road. But with fourth and eight, you can't give the home team a short field.
Kruger back to do the punting. And standing back is Gage Marshall in single safety at the 30-yard line. Nice kick. Turns over at the 28-yard line. Marshall back the other way across the 30 to about the 34-yard line.
Gage Marshall with the return to the 34-yard line.
Nice return there by Marshall. Didn't try to get too fancy. Just got up the field. In between the sidelines, got up the field. We're going to start this one at the 34. Pretty good field position. They won the field position battle because Blue Hill started at the 21. They're going to start here at the 34.
First down and 10 now. We'll see Hershey's offense for the first time. Colton Marshall is at the controls. He's the brother of the man that just returned the ball out beyond the 30-yard line. He'll go under center with an I formation, wides both ways, slot man to the left side. They get set now, and the handoff goes to the tailback, and he'll fight his way forward out to the 20-yard line. Tyler Brown with the run from the tailback position. It'll be second down and about 5 yards to go. Clock at 9:35 to go in the first. We've got no score. Blue Hill giving up their first possession on a punt.
Looked like Blue Hill was going to try and maybe, you know, fake a blitz there, trying to get maybe the Hershey Panthers to jump off side, or false start, excuse me. They weren't filled a bit. They gave it right there to Brown. Got 5 tough yards.
Second down coming. Marshall is under center, checks things out. He's got the slot to the right side this time with an I formation. Calls out the signals, back to pass, rolls right, looks downfield. Now he pulls it down. He's going to run it. Gets across the 40, pulled down at about the 42-yard line.
Nice job of making a smart decision, realizing that his guy was not going to be open. And instead of maybe running the sideline and getting a yard cutback, you knew the hit was going to come. It was going to come no matter what on that cutback. Kept the ball secure, didn't fumble it away, got 2, maybe 3 yards, sets up a third and short. Here.
Tyler Brown comes out of the ball game. Gage Marshall comes back in. He had a little bit of a skip to his step there, so he might have been dinged up a little bit. Slot man to the left side. Colton Marshall under center, feeds to brother Gage, and he twists and turns, and I don't know if he's going to get up to the first down marker. I think he's short, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and a choice here for Ryan Smith. Does he go for it, or does he punt it away?
Just shy of the
yeah,
first
it looked
down,
like forward momentum. The ball maybe
the
not
ball
caught
the
stick. You know, like you said, it's fourth and inches. I'm surprised we're not bringing out the Jeb Brand shelter or chain gang. Excuse me. Looks like they're making a substitution. Maybe a punt. I think you'd go for it here. You're the underdog. You want to get that fourth and one here. I think you could go for it.
Gage Marshall comes back in, but there's punter is there, Landon Mossen. Mossen standing at the 32-yard line. Quickly, Blue Hill sends Keith and Drury back in a single safety. They're still not sure they're going to punt. It's a very shallow punt. Bounces at the 35, takes a Hershey bounce to the 26-yard line, and Drury did not have to come up at all.
Partially blocked. Maybe that's why it was such a short punt. You know, good pressure there by Blue Hill getting to the punter. You worry on those that you might rough the punter, but no, once you tip the ball, you don't worry about that. Like you said, though, it did take a nice Hershey bounce, so it is at the 26 instead of maybe you would think near the 40.
So Blue Hill will start actually 6 yards farther upfield than they did in their first possession that they punted away. They were going to go for it on fourth and then had a penalty, so that changed plans there. Now, Parker Trumbull is in the gun. He's got 2 setbacks with him. Wides both ways and a slot man to the right side. Hand off on the inside give goes to Sharp, and Sharp will get 2 or 3 yards.
Sharp up the middle. Nice play by number 77.
Tremendous pressure there by the defensive also line of Hershey. You know, they got the big man in there, Logan Brown. He's one of those all-state candidate linemen. And he says, you know, you aren't getting much on us here. Short gain, only 1 yard there.
Teams feeling one another out right now. Blue Hill started out quickly with a couple of first downs on their first drive, but it stalled. And that
happens a lot when you in your playoff, you don't see these guys, but maybe once every 7-8 years, you would think, even if ever, where like if it's clock a regular season game where you see someone all the time, you know what's going on.
Clock is winding down, and now Blue Hill is either going to have to take a timeout or they're going to get penalized. They have to call the timeout. We'll take a minute here. It's Blue Hill and Hershey, no score, 6:56 to go in the first on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by pay.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the stands, it's a gorgeous afternoon here at Hershey, and the folks have been very hospitable. Thanks so much for allowing us to come out and broadcast the game, and thanks to our folks in the Blue Hill area, like Century Lumber and Masterpiece Taxidermy, Glenwood Telephone, South Central State Bank, Ron's Pharmacy, New Beginning Preschool, Thramer's Food Center, and RP's Body Shop, in addition to all of the Sportscasters Club members, for allowing us to travel out west on this gorgeous afternoon and bring you another round of playoff football here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. Shotgun formation, inside handoff to Garrett Sharp, and he'll fall forward for another yard or two. It's going to bring up third down and probably a passing situation for Blue Hill.
Yeah, going back to the weather there a little bit, you know, typically we've seen in Halloween's past, we can have anything from snows and blizzards. It's a perfect game for weather where you don't have to worry about maybe on third and four. You can chuck it in the air, and we've seen Parker Trumbull in games past. He can do it, and we'll see if they go with it here.
Coming off the field is Tristan Kruger. No, that was not either Tristan Kruger. That was Jacob Thompson. So there's two players injured now for Hershey as they've come off. Not seriously, but it looks like they got dinged up just a little bit. Trumbull in the gun, third down, and a long three to go. He is back to pass now, looking for Rubelid. Rubelid's got the ball, and it goes in and out of his hands. He is defended by Dylan Johnson there. So a breakup and a fourth down for Blue Hill.
How many times did we see that post route from Parker Trumbull to Rubelin, Mitchell Rubelin, last week? You know, me and Timbaugh, we mentioned it. You could see it developing right here on the near sideline. And I'm guessing the Blue Hill defender saw that in film and said, you know what, all I got to do is knock this down, make it a fourth down.
Kruger into punt. Marshall back to receive. That's Gage Marshall. Nice kick again. End over end kick falling at the 35-yard line. A fair catch called for by Gage Marshall. And so good field position now for the Panthers. They're at their 36-yard line.
Like you were saying earlier, Craig, maybe trying to fill each other out. I think this is now the second possession. We'll see. We kind of maybe see the playbook open up a little bit more here. Maybe get some
inside,
more dynamic play.
Inside handoffs to Garrett Sharp, who've been pretty conservative play calling there by Scott Porter of the Bobcats. 6:01, clock stop now as they come to the line of scrimmage for the first time in this series. The Panthers of Hershey with a slot man to the right side. Colton Marshall comes up under center, calls out the signals on a first and 10. Back to pass. He's going to roll to his right. Looks downfield, a little bit of pressure in the flat. He's got a man, and it is received by Josh Margaritz at about the 42-yard line. Pickup of 7 yards, maybe 8 yards on that first down play. Now they're going to mark it down, and second down five coming. So they mark it back for a 5-yard gain as he kind of caught it curbing, and he must have stepped out of bounds before he was actually down.
You know, it looked like the same play call as before, except maybe this time Marshall decided to throw it and hit Margaritz on the route.
He's got a slot man to the right side this time. Under center is Colton Marshall. Gage Marshall takes the toss sweep, goes left side. He's going to get hung up right in the backfield there. Nice play as knifing through there was Jacob Lovejoy for Blue Hill. It's going to be third down and just lost about a half yard. Third and close to six coming as they wind the clock with 5:13 to go. We got no score. We got three punts and maybe another one coming here. We'll see what happens on this pivotal third down situation. Hershey is moving north to south, left to right on your radio dial. We're on the west side of the football field. Blue Hills faithful are on the east side there, so we trust the rest of you are at home listening on the Breeze 94.5 or at PlatteRiverPreps.com. They're going to take a timeout. Panthers take a timeout. We'll take a minute here with 4:52 to go in the first. No score, Blue Hill and Hershey.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Timeout taken by Hershey. Each team has now taken a timeout. Scott Porter had to call one earlier when his offense was slow to develop and had to take that to avoid a delay of game. Third down and 5 yards to go now as the sun still shines brightly out of the western sky. And Colton Marshall comes up under center for Hershey, a team that upset Perkins County last week and here against Blue Hill tonight. High formation, back to pass, rolling right again. Colton Marshall being chased by two people. He avoids one rusher, fires downfield. He is over, shoots the intended receiver, Dylan Johnson, at about the 30-yard line. Good job of Colton Marshall to extend the play, but there was a lot of pressure there by Blue Hill.
Yeah, and they rolled right, kind of left that D end to go. And then when they realized the out route wasn't there, the guy kind of got there, maybe pressured him a little bit, threw it a bit too long. I think you would have maybe liked to see maybe a slant pattern around the middle. They've been trying to attack the edges here a little bit too much, but brings up fourth down and five here.
Blue Hill is going to send twin safeties back there, Drury and Comacher. The punter is Mossen, and Mossen buffs the snap, and he's got to pick it up and run for it, and he's got a chance at getting to the first down sticks, but I think that's going to be saved by Chase Golter, who was over there. That was almost a bad thing, turned very well for Hershey, but it's going to be a first and 10 as Blue Hill comes out way on top on that exchange. And we'll call it actually a turnover on downs, technically speaking. And Blue Hill will take up. We're on the 44-yard line of Hershey.
Low snap, kind of like a ground ball to the shortstop tonight. That short hop, bounced up, hit him in the face mask. Decided to run for it instead of punting it, and might have come back to hurt him there.
Little by little, Blue Hill has increased its field position. 20-yard line to the 26, and now the 44 of Hershey. Still first and 10, and no score. Back to pass. Trumbull goes to the air, and he's got a man at the 30-yard line down to about the 20-yard line. That's Comacher, the senior wideout, and they'll mark the ball at the 20-yard line and move the chains to the north.
Nice play call there. You know, you think maybe first down you're going to get some sharp, you know, inside handoff. Nope, we're going to go right to Comacher, hit him right in the middle of the field. That play was open on the right side. Beautiful catch, beautiful play call.
Tried to go to Rubelid in the last series. They went to Comacher this time for the completion. Comacher is the far man on the right-hand side, and Hamill is the slot man right-hand side. Otherwise, double slots and one single setback is Sharp has standing in the backfield. Trumbull goes option. Left side is the keeper. Stringing it out, though, is the Hershey defense, and he'll get maybe a yard down to the 19-yard line. Second down and nine coming.
Nice tackle there by Colton Marshall coming up from his defensive back positioning. You know, make it was being strung out. All he had to do was make contact, get him down. Don't let him, because if you miss, if he cuts inside, that's going to be a big long run. Nice play there by Colton Marshall.
Clock at 3:47, first period, no score. Blue Hill Hershey from Hershey on a beautiful fall afternoon.
Happy Halloween to everyone listening at home.
Yeah. You know, it actually was Ryan Smith, who called Blue Hill spooky for the first time. He meant that in a complimentary way. Back to pass is Trumbull. It's batted defensively. Josh Connell get a paw up there, and it'll be an incompletion as it's batted back in Trumbull's face. Third down and close to 10 yards to go still.
What an athletic play by the defensive lineman. Get a huge pass rush. He was the only one there. They say, hey, we're going to throw it. We're going to get it, dump and dink it. No, sir. Connell's like, hey, here's my big old paw. I'm going to bat that baby down. It's going to be third and long here, Craig.
Blue Hill is still down in the red zone, so this is probably two down territory no matter what. So third down and 10, but they would probably, failing a first down here, go for it again. Wides both ways, slots both ways. Trumbull back to pass. He fires one. He's got Komacher at the goal line, and it goes in and out of the hands. Komacher, a nice diving attempt at the goal line. Incomplete. It's fourth down and 10, and we'll see whether or not there's any intention to go for a field goal here, but my suspicion is that Scott Porter would rather pin Hershey deep in their territory. What he'd really rather do is get at least a first down. He's got to get to the 10 to get the first down. Rubelit is still in the ball game. They're talking it over there.
Nice job by Landon Mason coming off on that blitz on that right side. The linebacker put a lot of pressure on Trumbull. Maybe forced the pass a little bit sooner than when he wanted to throw it. It was a little bit low and bounced there right in front of the end zone. It's going to be fourth down in line here, but they're going for it.
Possibility here would be to go to a zone read kind of play. Now they're going to talk about it. Timeout, Blue Hill. Fourth down and 10 coming. We'll take a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. No score.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's a big deal here for Blue Hill. They go trips wide to the right side with a fourth and 10. They're going for it deep in Hershey territory. Trumbull back to pass. He's got a man. It's intercepted at the goal line. Coming back the other way for Hershey and stopped at the 15. A nice interception there by, I believe it was Gage Marshall. Clayton Crow.
Flag
on the field on the run back. We'll see what's going to happen here. Unless it was an offside, it's not going to change the turnover on the part of Blue Hill. Referee says.
Sportsmanlike conduct
on the Panthers, but I don't think that's
nice
going to alter the change of possession.
Crow returns it to the 16-yard line.
Jaden Crow with the interception for Hershey. Boy, he stepped up there. It was a nice pass, but he just came up and closed on the receiver and took it away from Blue Hill. Now, it's going to put
the
Panthers deep in their own territory at the 9, so Blue Hill can turn their defense loose here and try and make something happen.
Yeah, way to read the route, too. You know, if you do that too early, you get an interception. You do it too late, it's a touchdown. Great play by Crow. You know, sometimes on fourth down, you learn to bat it down. On that one, you almost had to pick it because if you didn't, you know, that play could be, like we said, either or. So it was a good play there by Crook.
Marshall is under center. And a lone setback is Gage Marshall. They've got a double wing to the left side. Gage Marshall will get the ball, and they go to that strong
Gage
side
Marshall
out to about the 10-yard
line. Brought down
playing it safe here deep in their own territory. And they, of course, have a lot of respect for Blue Hill. We kind of touched on that earlier that The coach for the Panthers, Ryan Smith, called Blue Hill spooky. And that meant spooky good, not spooky Halloween-wise.
Yeah, 7-1, now 8-1 for a reason. I mean, they're a big physical team. They're going to bring it right to you.
Colton Marshall is under center. This time the double wing goes to the right side. And a single setback is Gage Marshall. Calls out the signals, back to pass, rolls, being going to be pressured. Marshall fires in the flat, and it's in and out of the hands, and then intercepted by Rubelit at the 25-yard line. Down to the 15, Rubelit 10, 5, dives into the end zone. It is a touchdown, yes. Rubelit on a interception, returns it 20 yards for a touchdown and a pick six for Mitchell Rubelit. And Blue Hill on the lead with a six-pointer, 2:20 to go. In the first period of play, and they're going to go for two here as they put the ball inside the 5-yard line for the 2-point attempt for Blue Hill. Wow. That ball was tipped. I didn't see who tipped it for Blue Hill, but it was a heads-up play by Rubelid. Those tipped rules in the hot summer months of August payoff for Blue Hill. Now they go with an unusual two-point formation, but it jumped pass to Garrett Sharp, converts it, and it is now Blue Hill 8, Hershey nothing. Back in a minute with the kickoff.
20 to go in the first quarter.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
The Breeze, 94.5.
An exchange of interceptions, and Blue Hill comes out on the good side of it with an 8-0 lead on a pick six by Mitchell Rubelit. And now the kickoff. High kick taken at the 26-yard line. Coming back this way is Terrence Whiting, and he'll get captured at about the 37-yard line. Good field position for Hershey, but the complexion of the game now changed because they're down by 8 points on Rublin's pick six.
Nice job by Rublin, too, making the interception and then getting the 20-yard interception return. We kind of said it's been pretty vanilla, a lot of just feeling each other out now. We needed that dynamic play. I think that's going to be the thing that breaks this thing open. We're going to see a lot more dynamics from both teams.
Colton Marshall is the quarterback. He leads his team to the line of scrimmage. Margaret's is in the backfield as the fullback, and it is Gage Marshall as the tailback. They got two wides. Strong side to the right, handoff on the counterplay is to the fullback. Got a little bit of running room there, and he twists all the way out to the 45-yard line. Margaret's on the run, and it'll bring up second down and about 2 yards to go.
Nice counterplay. You know, we'd seen that play to Marshall run left about 3 to 4 times already this game. They did the motion, but they gave it to the fullback, Margaret's, this time, and he made him pay, got 9 yards. Looked like he might have even ran to his own guy.
We're still in the first period here, the minute 47 to go. Clock ticking down, second and two now for Hershey, trying to answer the Bobcat pick six. Blue Hill out 8-0 on Mitchell Rubelid's interception and touchdown run. Slot man left side. Marshall back to pass. Tries to fire long ways. Looking for Dylan Johnson, and overshoots him at about the 20-yard line. Coverage back there by a couple of Blue Hill defenders, so they had that one bracketed and called pretty well. Parker Trumbull was back there, and so was Mitchell Kruger.
Yeah, a little bit of contact, nothing more than football plays, I like to say. You know, it's a physical game. Let that little contact go, because you hate to see some pass interference call like that. You know, maybe extend the drive here. This is a big third down short here, though.
They send Mawson and the slot left. Wide out, far side is Terrence Whiting. Under center is Colton Marshall, calls out the signals, hands off straight up the middle to the big guy, and he's got the first down.
Nice.
Why not? He got the 8 yards in the first carry, and now he crosses into Blue Hill territory to about the 49. That'll move the chains for Hershey with a minute 22 to go and a Blue Hill 8-0 lead. Thanks for listening here on the Breeze 94.5. We've got some exciting news. We have a brand new Breeze app for your Android phone. If you go to the Google Store, look for Breeze 945. You can download it and listen to the streaming on your phone right now as soon as you get her downloaded. That's just brand new this afternoon. We just got her done. I formation, Marshall to Marshall, as the Gage Marshall, the tailback, dances around, gets maybe a yard or so, as he had nothing doing off tackle where he was supposed to go, but made a yard out of it.
Yeah, 56, seemingly Tristan had that Kruger, first initial contact, didn't get much. Decided, hey, you know, let's at least get some positive yards out of this instead of stretching it out. Only got a yard gain there, though, but nice again pressure there by the Blue Hill defense, not giving them much to run at.
Blue Hill's defense puts this time three down linemen But they've got eight guys in the box, no problem. I formation, slot man left side. They give it to the up man again, almost nice a missed handoff, but he got it to Josh Margaritz, and he got a nice gain. So it looks like they might have found a little bit of something there with the fullback, Josh Margaritz, who's a 6'1", 175-pounder, really one of the bigger guys on the roster for Hershey.
Yeah, nice heavy run, you know, right up the middle, right in that A-gap. They're thinking, you know, this outside stuff hasn't been working. Let's just give it to Margaritz in the A-gap, and we'll get some good yards. Sets up third and about four here.
Take a minute here. We go into the second quarter. Period number one, Blue Hill 8, Hershey nothing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, now Blue Hill is defending the north goal as we switch here in the second period of play. Third down and five to go. Hershey is behind 8-0 on a 20-yard pick six by Mitchell Rubelid for Blue Hill after Blue Hill had given up an interception deep in Hershey territory. Now the I formation, and Colton Marshall is under center on a bright sunshiny sky, rolls to his right, fires in the flat. He's got a man for a first down, Josh Margaritz.
Colton Marshall completes to Josh Margaritz, first and 10 Panthers.
Margaritz is doing a good job here providing offense for Hershey. He running out of the fullback slot. That time he went out in the flat, picked the pass, and got the first down. So Blue Hill gives up the first down, and the ball is spotted inside at about the 37-yard line as Colton Marshall and company break the huddle. They upset Perkins County. They came. Perkins County was 7-1 on the year, and they upset them in the last bracket. So Blue Hill has anything but a walk in the park here today. The handoff again goes to Gage. No, it doesn't either. It's Tyler Brown back in the ball game, and he is stuffed by Blue Hill. I think he's got a yard or two loss. We'll see where they actually mark it. They're going to say 1 yard loss, second down and 11 coming for the Hershey Panthers. Clock, this drive started with 2:20 to go in the first period. We're at 11:33 to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report here in the second period.
We'll see if they go to that design rollout right here again. That Margaritz has been open twice.
Johnson's got some scoots to him. He can go downfield, and he's wide to the right side. Otherwise, slot left side, and an eye formation back to pass. He looks over in the flat one way, then fires to the left, and it is taken. Touchdown, Landon Mawson got it at the 15-yard line. That is a 37-yard touchdown play for Hershey.
Landon Mawson on a 38-yard touchdown pass.
Nice throw there on the deep fade route. A little bit of bump and coverage there.
11:06 to go
just
in the half.
Flat out beat his defender. Just made an athletic play. Said, hey, you know, I'm going to make a play. We're down six here, or eight, excuse me. We need to get something going here. We've been running these short vanilla runs. That's the kind of dynamic play we thought we would see here at the end of the quarter. And great play there by number eight, Landon Mawson.
Mawson that time came out of the slot. This time he's lined up as a tight end to the left side. As they go for two, Colton Marshall goes under center. I formation, back of him. He fakes it to the tailback, fires at the end zone, tuck, and the two-point conversion is complete. And Margaritz ties it up. Eight to eight, Blue Hill and Hershey. We got a good one here from Hershey. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a half a minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we had nothing doing in the first collectively four possessions other than punts. Then Hershey made the first move, intercepting a Parker Trumbull pass. And that was deep in Hershey territory. And then Mitchell Rubel had returned the favor and took a pick six in for Blue Hill. They had an 8-0 lead, and now a 38-yard touchdown completion to Mawson for Hershey has tied the game up at 8-all. With the two-point conversion good for the Panthers. And now Mawson is going to tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. It is Drury and Komacher. Check that, Drury and Kruger back in return position. Good kick. And bobbling the ball at the 15, but picking up and running it back the other way is Drury. He's across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. And now Hershey has a little bit of swagger in their step after that touchdown.
Yeah, they got their friend Mr. Momentum on their side. You know, that was a great on their last scoring drive. The throw from Marshall was just so on the money right to Mason, and it was just a perfect route, perfect timing. They needed that score because, you know, it is early, it's second quarter, but I had that feeling that that was an important drive because if you want to pull the upset, you need to score. You can't just have these low-scoring games.
Blue Hill has scored, but not offensively. They need to get into a rhythm here, and they haven't been able to establish that quite yet. Come close, but not quite. They got in the red zone last time. Man in motion is Drury coming from the left to the right. Now quarterback keeper by Trumbull, and he's out close to a first down. Flag comes in.
Yeah, they ran the option to the right there. You know, you're supposed to have assignment football.
Holding call against Blue Hill on that, so that's going to negate nearly a first down run for Blue Hill.
I was going to say, like on the assignment football, you get your pitch man, you get your quarterback. Nobody took the quarterback. He says, hey, I'll take this gain about looked like got a first down there, but it was a hold and it's coming back. Nothing doing there
after
for
the markoff,
Blue
it'll
Hill.
Remain first down. It'll make it first and 20.
Point of the foul, and that was right about the original line of scrimmage, so it's going to be first down and 20 yards to go. So Blue Hill has hurt themselves now here offensively with that holding call. Trumbull goes in the gun. He's got Sharp standing next to him, wides both ways, slots both ways. Calls out the single. Man in motion is Poe. He goes from the right to the left. Now they move the motion. Quarterback keeper cuts it up inside and gets about 5 or 6 yards for Trumbull.
Yeah, nice conservative play call. Realize you can't get all 20 on one down, and if you do, you run the risk of maybe turning the ball over. Trying to get out of the shadow of their end zone. They were on the 12. Now it's going to be second and about 16 from the 18-yard line.
For the Bobcats.
Should have asked, but I didn't, how long ago Blue Hill left home to head out here. That's we're down the road a piece. Took us almost 2 hours. We left from Kearney. So you'd add about another hour and 10 minutes maybe onto that. So that was a pretty good chunk of driving for Blue Hill to have to make. So maybe it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of get the kinks out.
Yep.
Slots both ways, wides both ways. And something stops the clock before.
Dead ball, delay a game.
Delay a game against Blue Hill. That'll be the second time that they came close to a delay of game one time and called a timeout. This time they took the penalty. That negated Trumbull's run again. So he's had two nice runs, and penalties have negated both of them. Second down and 20 yards to go. Shotgun formation. Second down still. Back to pass. Parker Trumbull fires, and it is almost intercepted. It is intercepted. Is it? Did he get it or not?
Yeah, he got it.
Dylan Johnson comes up and picks it off. And right now, the Panthers are handing Blue Hill about everything they can handle.
You know, going back to that point of those two delay games, you know, they've used two of their timeouts left, so I think they wanted to save that timeout, keep it in their holster. A lot of mental mistakes from this Blue Hill Bobcat team that we weren't expecting. A huge play there by Johnson, turn the ball over, give him a short field. 24 yards to go. We could see another score here.
It'll be first down and 10 from the 23-yard line of Blue Hill on that INT, the second one by off of Trumbull. I formation now. Hershey on the inside, handoff to the big fullback. Rumbles down inside the five-yard line. Margaret's the 6'1", 175-pounder with about a 20-yard run, and it is Hershey first and goal to go at the Blue Hill five-yard line.
You know, they've ran that play three times to Margaret's, and three times we've seen Margaret's just explode in that A-gap, get a big gain there. It was about 19, 20-yard gain there for Margaret's. Sets up first and goal from the five, and Hershey's looking to punch this baby in.
They took over at the 25 approximately of Blue Hill after the interception, and now they send wides both ways. And it is get serious time here for the Blue Hill defense. You've got eight men up in the box. Handoff goes on the crossbuck to the fullback, and they are waiting for it. Blue Hill with Connor Brown in there. Wraps up Josh Margaret's. And no gain.
Number 33, Garrett.
It'll be second down, goal to go from about the same position, maybe about a half a yard shy of the line of scrimmage. Hershey takes his time in the huddle this time with 8:55 on the clock. We've got a tie ball game. Blue Hill scoring on a pick six. And Hershey scoring on a 38-yard touchdown pass to answer. Now after another interception, Hershey trying to capitalize. They hand off. No, they fake the ball. Marshall rolls to his right, fires in the end zone, and well defended there by Komacher.
Broken up by number 22, Shane.
Rolled right again. We've seen that count time after time after time. That seems to be their way to pass it. Threw it across his body, Craig, into the traffic, like you said. That's a dangerous throw, especially when you want to score there. Maybe run a conservative play call, something out of the outside, but throwing into the coverage like that, that was a dangerous throw.
Mawson was the intended receiver, and again, a nice coverage,
great
by
coverage.
Komacher there. And so it'll be third down goal to go. Dylan Johnson goes wide to the right. In the slot is Tyler Brown. Off the wing is Josh Margaret's, and now a timeout's going to be called by Hershey. 8:35 to go till halftime. We've got an 8-8 ball game here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, FM.com.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school playoff coverage is brought to you in part by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln. Next time you're in the market for a new, used Ford or Lincoln, give the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln the opportunity to show you an easier way to buy with plain, simple, best pricing every day, non-commissioned salesman, and the drive-happy guarantee. Hastings Ford Lincoln, the difference is black and white. Find them online, hastingsfordlincoln.com, or south of Big G Ace, North Highway 281. Ian Hastings, also brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation and by Dunham Sports. Newly opened in Hastings, Colton Marshall under center, single setback, everybody else is in tight. Third and goal, handoff goes to the tailback, Gage Marshall. He's not going to get in, down to about the two-yard line. It looked like they were going to break through, but Blue Hill came up, and with some salty defense there, Jacob Lovejoy came up and knocked him down. It's going to be fourth down and goal to go from the two-yard line.
Tried to get a pitch left, tried to give him a running start, maybe get that bowling ball effect. Good play there by Blue Hill, stopping it. Fourth down and two. I think we saw a substitution. Maybe they're going to bring a field goal unit out here.
And the kicker is Josh. No, it isn't either. It's Landon Mawson, man that caught the touchdown pass a couple of minutes ago. Ball is spotted at the 10. Kick is up. It's going to be wide right. No good. And Blue Hill dodges a bullet on that one. They're going to get the ball back.
No good.
They're going to get the ball back on the failed field goal attempt. And Blue Hill has the ball at their own. Where are they going to put it? Let's see where they're going to mark it out to the 20-yard line.
Oh, yep. And it looked like
there's about nine sets of rules on how they do this. High school, they still go back to the 20-yard line.
Well, with the ball, it was fourth and down and goal from the two. You'd think there'd be nothing more than an extra point. I don't know. Were they on the hash or something? I didn't get a good look.
Well, no, because it went out. I think, I don't know. It just kind of, he sliced it. What can you say? Went wide right.
Yeah. You'd think maybe they would run, if they didn't have that much confidence in their kicker, maybe to run that toss sweep left with
Bobcats have it. First and
so Blue Hill is back on the attack here, trying to get something going with momentum offensively. First and 10 from their 20. Trumbull keeps it. Weaves his way out to the 25, 27-yard line. And that is the first time that Parker Trumbull has run the ball in the last three that he's not had a penalty negated.
A gain of about seven.
Yeah, you could kind of tell by the way he was carrying that ball. He's getting sick of those penalties, getting sick of the stupid mistakes. He says, hey, well, I'm going to put this thing on my back. We're going to get 7-8 yards. Big hard run there by Trumbull makes it short, or second and about short here.
And a very, very intuitive run by him. He was not going full speed. He was letting his blockers set up. Second down coming. Single setback. No, two setbacks with him. He'll keep it again. This time left side. He'll pick up the first down and fall forward beyond the 30-yard line to about the 33.
Same play, just different way. They went right the first time. Now they're going left. So if it doesn't work or if it's not broken, don't fix it. They ran the same play.
I know. I don't know what they're – they stopped the clock on the first down, but I didn't see it run on that last one.
It's running now.
It is running now. Under 7-10, Comacher comes wide to the right side. In the slot is Rubelid right side. One single wide out to the left side. They hand off this time to Hofferberg, and Hofferberg pops out for a first down at the 45-yard line. And he'll be about 4 yards shy of midfield, but that's enough to move the chains. And now Blue Hill looks like they're settling in a little bit more.
Yep, nice pump fake there by Trumbull, kind of fooled the defense, gave Hofferberger a nice big running lane. He ran it for a nice gain of 11.
Chase Hofferberger is a 175-pound senior. And ripped off a nice run in the first playoff game in the defeat of Kimball back home. Shotgun formation, and they give it to Hofferberger again, and this time he'll get stopped at the line of scrimmage, knocked back, but I think they'll give him progress for maybe about a yard loss only.
For a loss of about one, we'll make it second.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with the spot on that. I think that he really did get back to the line of scrimmage, but it's going to bring up second down and 11.
Same play call again. We saw that, you know, the first time with Trumbull, they did it, and then they split the sides. You know, Hershey's learning a little bit. They say, hey, if you're going to run the same play, we're gonna put our guys where they're supposed to be. We're not going to let you get that yard. So they nice play there again by Hershey, giving them a negative yard there.
Stayed with the ground game here in this series. Poe goes to the slot left side. Rubelid wide left side. Comacher wide right side. Off the wing and in motion now is Hofferberg. And the quarterback keeper, Trumbull, gets about 6 yards out to midfield. It's going to be third down and five.
We'll make it third and about
Hofferberg is spelled H-O-F-F-E-R-B-E-R, and mentally you always want to insert Berger in there for some reason, but Hofferberg is a young man's name, and he's done a good job last two games here for Blue Hill. Third down and 6 yards to go as Hofferberg comes right to left. The ball is loose on a missed snap, and Trumbull has to fall on it, and Blue Hill again is having a heck of a time of sustaining an offensive drive without self-inflicted wounds. It's fourth down and 14 yards to go for Blue Hill. 5:09 on the clock. We've still got a tie ball game.
Smart play there by Trumbull, just falling on the ball. Sometimes you want to pick that up. You'll end up kicking it, maybe even missing it, giving a big turnover there to Hershey.
It's a very vocal crowd, as you can hear, vocal public address announcer, as you can hear. So it's a tough place to get your momentum back. They go for the punt, the block on the punt. It's a high kick, and it's going to take a Blue Hill roll all the way back to the 25-yard line. That was perilously close to being a punt that was blocked by Hershey as they had the block on.
Yeah, it looked like, from my angle, it looked like he was there for quite a bit, and I'm surprised he didn't even get a hand on that ball. A big, if they had gotten that, that would have been a huge play. You know, another turnover, seemingly putting the momentum back with Hershey, but took a generous bounce there for Blue Hill, going to set him up at the 25-yard line.
About 4:40 on the clock until halftime. It'll be first and 10, 25 of Hershey as Colton Marshall at the controls again goes under center. He's got an I formation. His brother Gage dots the I, wides both ways with a slot to the right. Handoff goes quickly to Margaret's, the fullback, and he'll fall up for about three or four yards. They've got a weapon in him because he can catch the ball in the flat, as we've seen, and on the quick opener, he has been pretty potent.
Yeah, it's six carries. He's already got 40 yards. And like you said, he's got three catches out of the backfield in that flat pattern for 15. So Margaret's is doing well here so far for Hershey.
Second down and a long five, short six coming up for the Panthers, who ended the regular season at 4-4, upset Perkins County, a team that beat them up earlier in the year. And Blue Hill with an 8-win streak on the line here. Back to pass. Colton Marshall fires downfield. Intended for Mawson. Almost picked off by, Drury. He was back there.
Up by number 24,
I'm not sure that that was really close to an interception. He was closer to the ball than Drury. And good coverage there by the Blue Hill D.
Yeah, good route. Just overthrew him a little bit. Too much mustard on that ball. And like you said, the only person that could have had that ball was the Blue Hill defender. Just over
Keith and Drury on the defense there. Third down and 5 again as Colton Marshall comes to the near sideline to talk things over with the coaching staff led by Ryan Smith. They break the huddle and they send Dylan Johnson wide to the left side, and wide to the right side is Terrence Whiting. Slots to the right side, and a single setback is Marshall. Back to pass. Colton Marshall going to be pressured and almost brought down. Escapes. Fires downfield. Almost picked off by Poe. There was a lot of bad things being put upon Hershey Marshall by Blue Hill that time. Big pass rush. Almost resulted in an interception, a lot like Blue Hill forced on Kimball last week. Now there's a penalty marker down, and Hershey is looking. A hit to the head is set by the referees, and so that's going to be Blue Hill with a great defensive play, suffering because of a personal foul there. So if you eliminated, which you can't, all of the penalties and miscues by Blue Hill, they would be in much better stead than an 8-8 tie right now. That ball is going to be brought all the way out to the 45-yard line of Hershey. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Panthers at the 45-yard line.
And that's huge. It gives them a new set of downs. Maybe wears down that clock. You know, Blue Hill might not get the ball back this second half, and then Hershey gets the ball to start the second half.
Whiting wide to the right side. I formation. It is Gage Marshall as the tailback. They fake it to him. Roll right. Colton Marshall files back across the grain into the flat. Marshall has it, 40, 35. Gage Marshall, 30, still on his feet. Gage Marshall, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Marshall to Marshall. And a touchdown pass covering 55 yards.
Set up the backside screen. It was wide open. They faked it to him. He sat there, wait for his blockers. Perfect play call there. Waited for it, was patient, waited, caught it. Had two big linemen with him the whole time. Scampered. It was 45 yards down the left sideline. Big play there by Hershey.
Well executed. Colton Marshall to his tailback brother, Gage Marshall, who broke over in the flat and took it himself. Mossing in for the extra point, and that's going to be no good. And so with 3:36 to go in the half, it is 14-8. Hershey on top with the Bobcats. And we'll be back with the kickoff in a half a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by pay.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Austin will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. It is Drury and Kruger.
Number 25, Mitch Kruger.
Yeah, and they're standing inside their 10-yard line. 3:36, plenty of time for Blue Hill to respond to that score. Point after was no good, or the two-point attempt was no good, so it's a 14-8 ball game. And Blue Hill, with a fight on their hands, will have some adjustments to make at halftime, mostly cleaning up their game. Kickoff, he's taking it to 15-yard line. Drury coming back the other way. He's got a head of steam and gets across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Keith and Drury with a nice return of about 15, 16 yards. And it'll be Blue Hill taking over at their own 36-yard line.
You know, Coach Smith said that the Blue Hill team was spooky. I guarantee you Coach Porter was thinking the same thing. A team that's ripe for an upset, you know, this Halloween theme, you know, your mind not be in the right spot. I can guarantee you that Coach Porter at halftime is going to give his team a serious What do you say that I can't think of the word.
A clean up your act sermon, I believe, would be a shotgun formation. Drury is in motion. And they pitch it on the option to Sharp. Sharp gets a couple of yards up to the 40-yard line.
Garrett Sharp with the carry.
That was a nice nice decision by Parker Trumbull there to pass it off, and it'll be second down and 7 yards to go for Blue Hill.
A gut check, I think, is what I was saying. I think, you know, but nice run there by Sharp, you know, kind of give him pound the rock, and maybe see Trumbull open it up with a play-action pass.
Well, you know, like I said, you got that long bus ride, and sometimes it'll take a half to get the cobwebs out. Poe goes in motion right to left. Option again, Sharp this time. Tries to stiff arm a defensive tackler, but to no avail. Terrence Whiting brings him down at the original line of scrimmage, and it's going to be third down and 10 yards to go. And is it time for Blue Hill to try to stretch the field again, or are they a little bit gun shy because of the interceptions?
Yeah, and the Hershey crowd is really just sending that energy right into the Blue Hill or the Hershey, defense. They're both wearing blue. I'm getting so confused out there. You can tell they're feeding off this crowd. They want to do well.
Shotgun. Trumbull has Drury in motion from the left to the right. Back to pass. Parker Trumbull fires. He's got a man, and it is defended by and knocked down by Justin Weir before it got to the intended receiver, Rubelid. So it is Hershey definitely playing some good ball right now. That was a linebacker dropping back in pass coverage. Knocked it down. Lovejoy is in to do the kicking. Another punt for Blue Hill. And it's a good kick. It's going to be taken inside the 35-yard line by Brown.
Panthers will take over, first and 10.
And it'll be first down and 10 for Hershey at their own 35. We've gone through a couple of different drive charts here this afternoon, so we've had some exchanges, but not a lot of scoring. 14-8 is your score. Hershey is on top. Blue Hill's only score came on a pick six by Mitchell Rubelid. And so their offense has had just a heck of a time getting things uncorked on a long drive. Now, the one interception that Parker Trumbull gave up came after a drive into the red zone, but it was picked off. Blue Hill picked off a pass the other way and brought it in for the pick six, and that's how things happen.
Nice run by
first
Tyler
handoff
Ray
by Brown, and he'll pick up about 3 yards, Chase gets out to the 38-yard line.
If you're hurt, about three,
if you're Blue Hill here, you can't let them score again. There's under 2 minutes to go. If you give up another score here, you're going to be down two scores with Hershey getting the ball to start the second half. There's going to be a big, big second down and third down here for the Bobcats.
Blue Hill absolutely does have to have a gut check at halftime here. Dylan Rose is in as a big defensive lineman there as they put some beef up front, put three down linemen and a whole bunch of people up in the box. I formation, handoff goes to the tailback, spins away, and he'll still be taken down for a loss. Tyler Brown loses about 3 yards, and it's going to be third down and nearly 10 yards to go. Call it third and nine, minute nine on the clock.
With 109
and Blue Hill will call the timeout here. Maybe they're thinking they want to get the ball back one more time. We'll keep it right here. Thanks again to our presenting sponsors of Platte River Radio football playoff coverage, including Dunham Sports for hunting, golf, footwear, sportswear, and everything in between. You love all 35,000 square feet of Dunham Sports, the newest sporting goods superstore in Hastings. Dunham's brings you all the top quality name brands at a lower price. More discounts when you sign up for the team plan or the Dunham's Rewards plan at dunhamsrewards.com. Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where their big-name brands bring you in, their low prices bring you back. Open in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Also, thanks to T&L Irrigations. T&L Irrigation Systems with proven technology of hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation systems, and by the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, presenting sponsors all the way up and through the state championship games. Again, our ESPN 1460 and 1550 stations, no matter who is in the state championship games, will give you 2 days' worth of championship football, all six state championships determined on 1460 and 1550. Right now, it's the road to Lincoln, and Blue Hill wants to get back there. Third down and 9. They're defending against Hershey now. They sweep left side. Blue Hill comes up with a good defensive stop, and it'll be fourth down as they get about 2 yards on the sweep. And it'll be marked just inside the 40-yard line, forcing a punt now for Hershey.
You know, nice job there, though, staying inbound because it was dangerously close to the sideline, and he did get down.
Back to receive, number 24.
40 seconds to go now. The clock is running.
Yep, with no timeouts left for Blue Hill, they're going to probably bleed this clock all the way down as much as they can, then punt it away and maybe put on the prevent defense if you're Hershey.
Well, they'll have time for some long downfield passing. Mossen is milking the clock for all it's worth. Down to 25 seconds. High snap. He gets it. It's a high kick. And it'll bounce at the 30-yard line and bounce back to the 32-yard line of Blue Hill with 16 seconds on the second
ball's
quarter clock.
Down at the 32-yard line with 16
you got time
seconds
for about
go.
Three, maybe four plays if they're quick here for Blue Hill. Maybe try to get.
What do you think? They got three shots?
I think so. I think you. If you're going to throw it deep, you're going to have only three chances here. But maybe you want to do one or two quick routes, try and get it maybe 10, 20 yards down the field to set up a Hail Mary throw. You ain't going to get it all in two plays here. So watch for something underneath here, but still watch the defense.
Rubelid goes wide to the left side. Kumacher comes wide to the right side. That got trips wide right now. The inside man is Hamill. Shotgun, back to pass, looking downfield. The quarterback going to scramble. Trumbull has some running room out to the 40, 45-yard line. Goes out of bounds wisely, and 007 on the clock until halftime.
It'll be first and 10.
Nice gain of 11 there, though, but great defensive coverage. There was nothing open, so we had to run the ball, which wasted, like you said, at 9 seconds. So now we've probably got one play left. I don't think there's time now for two.
Although
plays.
Having done that, he did accomplish what you said, which was to get at least one short play there. I'm not sure that what he did was a bad thing at all. He got first down. He's got 7 seconds on the clock. He's got double wides, a triple wide situation on the right side. Single setback. Back to pass now. Parker Trumbull looking long. He's got a man in his Kumacher off the middle, and it's incomplete as it skips to his right. One more shot for Blue Hill till halftime.
You know, good defensive pressure. Got to the quarterback, hit him, so the throw was not precise. It was kind of a wobbly pass there, fell up short. But we do got 2 seconds, so there is time again for one play. I think you want to roll right here, maybe just get your forward momentum in it and hit your trips here to the right, maybe get a pass interference.
That time the plan was to hit Kumacher on a crossing pattern, see how far he could go, but he had to have gone all the way. Back to pass again. Trumbull scrambling around. Sets. Fires. Long pass intended for Rubelin, who falls down at the 15-yard line. And that's the end of the first period of the first half of play. Flag is down on the field, and we'll see if it's an offensive penalty. We'll go to halftime.
We'll have one more down.
Illegal procedure against Blue Hill, and so that is going to end the first half with a 14-8 deficit for the Blue Hill Bobcats to overcome here in the second half of this quarterfinal round of playoffs. Blue Hill beat Kimball last week 42-7. Hershey upset Perkins County 27-7, but appear to be playing some of the best football of the year as they had ended the regular season at 4-4. Playoff coverage here on KLIQ-FM and KLIQFM.com continues with the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. We'll be back in 2 minutes with that here on The Breeze, 94.5, your halftime score, Hershey 14 and Blue Hill 8.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624. Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Trust all your auto body shop work to R-Piece Body Shop in Blue Hill. R-Piece does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need R-Piece is the place to see. R-Piece Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to R-Piece Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Where did you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where did you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On a beautiful, soon-to-be early evening in the fall here in Hershey, Nebraska. Blue Hill coming almost 4 hours from home by bus and having a hard time getting uncorked here in the first half. They're down 14-8. It has not at all been a disaster for Blue Hill. It just has been a contrast to what they've been able to do in the past as far as lighting up the scoreboard. They have actually ended four series on punts and two on interceptions. They've had some mistakes that have caused the offensive series to go awry and thus end in those punts. They did pick up a pick six interception off of Colton Marshall, the quarterback for Hershey. That was by Mitchell Rubelid. And that put Blue Hill out on top, 8-0 after a two-point conversion. But it was Hershey answering that with a 38-yard pass and a touchdown, Marshall to Mawson, and it made it 8-8. Then in maybe the most impressive offensive drive for Hershey, a touchdown pass from Colton Marshall to his brother Gage Marshall covered some 55 yards. It was a short pass and a big yard after catch type of touchdown. A lot of nice running there by Gage Marshall. Blue Hill, the mistakes have come on some penalties, some delays of games, and, of course, the interceptions. And that is not like what Blue Hill Bobcat fans have come to see here in the eight-game winning streak that is on the line this afternoon here in western Nebraska. We're at the midway point of this game, brought to you by Allen Superstore, the Allens of Superstore halftime show, brought to you by Allen Superstore of Hastings. This week's special in your local paper online, allensuperstore.com. Check them out. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Also want to remind you that, like we said, we just got word this afternoon that the new Breeze app, your Droid smartphone app, this is for Droids. Go to the Google Store. You know how that's done, right? You go to the Google Store and just type in Breeze 945. And download the app, and that will be a one-touch way to listen to these broadcasts no matter where you are in the entire world. So if you got anybody from the Blue Hill area, for example, listening in this afternoon, whether it's near or far, and they got internet access, there we are. Things are, we're going mobile here. Blue Hill came into this 8-1 on the year. Hershey came in 5-4 after their upset of Perkins County in the first round last week. Blue Hill beating Kimball, of course. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with individual stats coming up for both teams right after this timeout on the Allens of Hastings Superstore Halftime Report. Back in 2 minutes on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by pay.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Aaron. Here on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report, your score is Hershey 14, Blue Hill 8. Blue Hill has not been able to get uncorked here offensively this afternoon. Defensively, they haven't played bad ball at all, but offensively there have been some mistakes that have hurt them. Four punts and two interceptions. Specifically, you give up six possessions with no nothing, and things are not going to bode well. And so Scott Porter and his staff have the Blue Hill Bobcats down inside the 10-yard line near the south goal, and they're talking it up there. They're coaching it up, so we'll see if they come up with a plan to settle things down and get things going.
Well, let's see if they're giving us that gut check or that reality check we were talking about here. Let's stay with Blue Hill and let's give them the stats here.
All right, Blue Hill Bobcats, individually, what do you got?
Well, so far, Garrett Sharp's got 6 carries for 5 yards, so less than a yard per carry average. And Chase Hofferberger's got 3 carries for 16 yards. Parker Trumbull, quarterback there, keeping it 7 times for 27 yards. It's a grand total of 48 yards rushing there for Blue Hill. Passing-wise, Parker Trumbull, 2 of 8 for 39 yards, so a total of 87 yards. 2 of 8 is kind of surprising. Last week, he seemed to be just throwing the ball over the place with Rublin on that post pattern. So only 87 yards of total offense for the Bobcats compared to they average almost 400 a game. So about 200 would be their halftime average. So they're well under their average, and it's showing there on the scoreboard with only that one score. And that's a defensive score, too. So their offense really, if they want to come back in this game, needs to pick it up. Let's head over to the Hershey Panthers, the home team. Here they seem to got the momentum on their side. They're going to get the ball at the second half. Josh Margetts, 6 carries, 40 yards. Tyler Brown, 5 carries for 6 yards. Gage Marshall, 5 carries for 7 yards. And then on that fake punt, Mossen got 3 yards to turn the ball over on downs there as well. Colt Marshall's thrown it around 9 times, completed 4 of them for 96 yards. 56 of it through the on the ground, 96 through the air. That's 152. That's nearly double of what Blue Hill is producing. And you can see it on the scoreboard, nearly double as well. Those two turnovers for Blue Hill seem to turn to not a lot of yards gained, Craig, but the turnovers in the short field seems to be why we've got the scoreboard score that we do.
And on the passing stats there, of the 95 yards you said he had, give about 55 of those to his brother, who had 55 yards after the catch there on that touchdown. So that's the way things added up here. We're watching the team. Well, Blue Hill never left the field. They're down having their halftime meeting under the south goalpost. Let's take a look at some of the other scores around high school football playoffs here on this gorgeous afternoon. Great night for trick-or-treating, guys. Donovan Trumbull leads Crofton 15-14. It is
fierce.
Yeah, handle it.
Pierce 33. Looks like Wilbur Claytonia 3. Halftime score here, Hershey 14, Blue Hill 8. Sterling over Wausau 28-14. That's in the second. Humphrey St. Francis, I believe. Yep, over Lawrence Nelson. 32-0. That's in the second as well. Giltner only up 14 right now on Alsalma Myrna in the second. Norfolk Catholic 14-6 over Boys Town. That's in the first. Brewing Davenport Shickley 14, Creighton 8. That's in the second. And Shelton leading Spalding Academy 28-0 in the second.
All right, we're one of the earlier games here. We've got a full slate here on Platte River Radio. And here's what we got going. St. Cecilia Sutton kickoff at 6 o'clock. Well, they just got underway there on KHAS, 1230 a.m. You can log into PlatteRiverPreps.com and catch any of the streams. C1, Central Catholic and Adams Central, that's a 7 o'clock kick. That'll be on 1550 KICS. Broken Bow Kearney Catholic at 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame on ESPN 1460. And it's the Bertrand Kennesaw kickoff that just got started here about 12 minutes ago on Classic Hits 98.9. So a full slate, some 35-plus games between now through the state championship on your Platte River radio stations in Kearney and Hastings. KLIQ-FM and KLIQ-FM.com. We were just telling you about the smartphone app. It just came out. I kid you not. Jeff Babel was downloading it as he was adding up the statistics. That was an impressive exhibit of multitasking, I will tell you that.
Hey, thank you. Also, we just got five more scores to pass along. We got five finals. Loup City over Hemingford, 55-20. Boone Central takes down Chase County, 48-20. High Plains, 50, and Hardington, 14. The game we're listening to on the way here, Craig, North Platte St. Pat's gets by West Holt, 32-6. And Gothenburg takes care of Shadron 12-0, and that's in C1.
All right, and by the way, that app, you go to the Google Store, the Google Play Store, just type in
The Breeze
945, correct?
Yep.
The Breeze 945, just type that in, get the little search deal. The app will come up. What that'll do is download on your phone, and then you're one touch away from football or music on the Breeze 94.5 FM and worldwide, KLIQFM.com. Somehow your smartphone senses when it's a mobile message and plugs you right in. All right, we're a little over a minute or two away from getting the teams back up and talking about the kickoff here, which will be Blue Hill kicking off to Hershey. Hershey has a 14-8 lead on Blue Hill. And it'll be interesting to see with what kind of intensity Blue Hill can come out in the second half. I'll tell you straight up, we are in the middle of the Hershey crowd right here. This has a Howells-like intensity to it, having done games at Howells. And these guys and gals really know how to get into it, and their announcing crew up there really knows how to get them going. So Blue Hill needs to focus on eliminating their mistakes, focus on getting the ball downfield, focusing on the stop. And if they do that, they're still in this thing. We'll find out how it comes out. Half number two coming up. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products in Hastings, and smack dab in the middle of the fans for Hershey. So if you're hearing lots and lots of noise in the background, so are we. And it's up to the Bobcats on the field to tune that out. I don't know what the count is over there on the far side as far as folks who came up from Blue Hill. Looks like several dozen at least have made the trip. And we appreciate the fans who are back in central Nebraska listening in today on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and downloadable on your Android app phone at the Google Play Store. Just type in The Breeze 945 and you can get the app and get all of The Breeze programming stream directly to your mobile phone, and that would include this here football game.
You know, I was just looking over there at halftime. Coach Porter spent the entire halftime, except for maybe the last minute where they did some stretching, talking to his team, not laying into them, not ripping them, but just giving them that reality check we talked about. And say, hey, you're supposed to win this game. You're down 6. Let's come out, smack them in the mouth. Show them why we got a 7-1 record.
And let's do this. 8-1.
Yep. 8-1 now with the playoffs. I keep looking at that regular season record. But like you said, I think we're in for a good second half here. Hershey's going to get the ball. So Blue Hill's going to need a big, big defensive stop to start here. Maybe turn the momentum.
Yeah, you know, and I think you're right. There wasn't a lot of. Well, not a lot of histrionics going over there. It looked like they were just coaching. And, you know, last thing you want to do when the team's a little tight is to make them even tighter,
right.
You know. And obviously some of the mistakes they've made here this afternoon are not indicative of the way the Bobcats have played during their 8-game winning streak. They have been a machine in many cases. And even the coach of the Panthers, Ryan Smith, called on this Halloween, called Blue Hill spooky to play. Rubelin is going to tee it up and kick off in the second half. And there it goes. Good straight-ahead kick. And Brown will take it at the 15-yard line, 20, 25. He's got a running room, and he's out to midfield and still on his feet and out across the 45-yard line. That was Gage Marshall.
26, Gage Marshall to the 49.
Wow, nice return by Hershey, and that is not exactly what Blue Hill wanted to open up with.
Yeah, and maybe Blue Hill was a little too amped up, trying to make the big hit, you would say, and not get the tackle. Marshall broke two tackles, made a big run, got him to the 50, so it's going to be a short field here for Hershey to start the second half.
All right, they're at the 49-yard line. They're 51 away from the goal line on the north side of the field. Sun is coming down. And a single setback is Brown. He'll get the toss. Goes left side, stopped by Blue Hill, cuts back, gets a couple of yards up to the 50, and then down inside to about the 46-yard line. That was a nice change of direction there by Brown, the tailback for Hershey. Some good defense by the Bobcats for plugging up the original direction and then coming back and making the stop. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go. Clock at 11.5 to go, third period.
Yep, nice cutback lane again there. It wasn't available to the outside, so they cut it back up, got 5 yards, made it second and manageable.
Tyler Brown is still the tailback. Off on the left wing is Margaret, who's been playing some fullback. Slot man is Gage Marshall on the left side. Hand off on the crossbuck. There goes Margaret. He's got some running room and gets a first down and then some. Off the wing, he gets down inside the 35-yard line, and Blue Hill is reeling here on the opening drive of the second half at the hands of Hershey.
You know, that crossbuck, we've seen it about, I would say, 5-6 times now with Margaret's, and it's worked every time, and they're setting it up so well with those runs with Marshall. And then Margaret's is that punch in the mouth. So
he's 6'1", 175. He stands off the right wing this time. And it is Marshall as the single setback. Tailback. He'll get the feed. Changes direction to the line of scrimmage. Almost loses the ball. Let's see if he did. I think Blue Hill got a fumble recovery.
Fumble on the play.
A fumble by Marshall.
First and 10, Bobcats.
And that is the first fumble of the ball game, and Blue Hill will take over at their own 41-yard line.
6-yard line after the turnover by the Panthers with 10:42 to go in the quarter.
Check that 5 yards back. It'll be 36-yard line, not 41. And so Blue Hill at their own 31-yard line with a turnover in their favor finally.
No instant replay here. That might have been down, but you can't change it now.
Slots both ways. Trumbull, option, right side. Got some running room. He's got a first down. Up to the 45, 47-yard line. He got the first down by about a yard and a half. And that'll move the chains for Blue Hill as they respond to a powerful opening drive that ended in a fumble by Hershey. Blue Hill is down 14-8. Clock at 10:33 to go in the third. It's lose and go home at this point of the football season.
Feels like that fumble is going to be that spark. Maybe that sets it up, that nice big run there by Trumbull.
Trumbull has had some success on the ground, just not enough of it so far. First and 10. Shotgun, left side, keeps it. Ball on the ground, and they return the favor. A fumble by Trumbull. And Hershey will get the ball back. Two successive turnovers. One fumble by Hershey, one by Blue Hill. Echoes the back-to-back interceptions in the first half that Blue Hill was able to take back for a pick six and make it 8-0 in the very beginning.
These turnovers seem to be coming in pairs.
They do. First down, Blue Hill is having a hard time accepting their good fortune today. They gave it right back. First and 10 now. Hershey is at the 44-yard line of Blue Hill. I formation, cross buck. Big guy Margaret's gets some running room for about 7 yards.
Brought down by Jason Poe.
Yeah, Margaret's on his eighth carry of the night. That's 59 yards. That's pretty good average so far. I think they're going
to
want to feed him the ball a lot in the second half. Maybe wear down the Blue Hill defense. Maybe pop in another score and win this ball game. I think they're going to have to give it to Margaret's to do so.
It'll be second down and 4 yards to go as they send Dylan Johnson wide to the right side. An I formation in back of Colton Marshall. 8 men in the box for Blue Hill. And they hand it off to the big guy. Margaret's falls forward for close to the first down.
Nice tough run by Josh Margaret's up the middle.
And it'll bring up a third down and a long yard. No, it isn't either a long yard. It is a short 1 yard to go. In fact, it looks a little bit like they want to bring out the Jeb Brand Insurance chain gang. But I guess not. Third down coming. About the length of a football. And again, Johnson wide to the right side. Landon Mossin, who caught the touchdown pass in the first half, to the left. I formation, slot right side. Marshall sneaks it forward, gets the first down.
Quarterback keeper Colton Marshall to the 31-yard line. And a Panther.
And that'll move the chains.
At the 30-yard line.
And Blue Hill's got to try and do something here to pull this one a little bit back within reach.
Can't tell. We're right in the middle of the Hershey crowd and the PA announcer.
In fact, we're right next to the dad of the Marshall brothers there, so he's a proud pop over to our left side. Slot man to the right side. Marshall dots there. That's Brown dots the eye, and he'll get the carry down to the 25-yard line.
Tyler Brown following that.
Clock running at 8:28 to go, and Blue Hill on defense is not.
Number 33, Garrett Sharp.
Well, I shouldn't say the defense. Defense came up with a fumble recovery, and they gave it right back on offense. It's been the offense so far today for Blue Hill that really has not been playing to the level that got them that 8-1 record coming into this one.
You can even see on the Blue Hill defenders, they're pretty gassed. They're taking heavy, deep breaths. They're not even getting into good stances.
Well, they've been on the
right
field
now,
long time today. Moss in wide right, slot to the left, handoff on the inside, goes to Margaritz, and he's got another first down. Big guy inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line.
18-yard line, and a Panther first down. Let's hear it for that Hershey Panther offensive line. First and 10 Panthers.
You can hear that. You can hear a little cheerleading going on here by the PA guy, which technically they're not supposed to do, but they do.
You know, I just love that crossbuck that Hershey's been running. It's so effective. It's just the gap. It's just a big old part of the Red Sea right there. Margaritz is saying, get the big eyes. He's like, I want those yards.
Marshall, first and 10. Under center, eye formation, handoff again to Margaritz straight up the middle. But that time, Blue Hill stuffs it. Kruger's there. At the bottom of the pile, also sharp down there for Blue Hill.
Second and 10.
Clock running with 7:23 to go third.
That time, Margaritz was only able to get maybe a foot, foot and a half. But I like the strategy. Keep giving it to the man. Keep pounding the rock. See if Blue Hill can stop him.
His drive started at the 44-yard line of Blue Hill. Down inside the 20 right now. Offset eye, Margaritz and Brown in the backfield. Slot left side. Handoff goes straight up the middle again, and a power play is stopped by Blue Hill, but not until about a 2-yard gain there. Puts it inside the 15-yard line. The handoff actually was given to Tyler Brown there, who followed Margaritz through the hole.
15-yard line.
Third down and 7 yards to go. Blue Hill looking to the far sideline for some coaching from Scott Porter and company. Mossen goes wide to the right side in the slot. Whiting wide to the right. I formation. And Marshall is the tailback this time. Colton Marshall, the older brother, under center. Calls out the signals. Back to pass now. Looking in the end zone. Floats a fade, and it is going to be caught in the corner of the end zone by Dylan Johnson. Wow, what a catch. Dylan Johnson, the senior, 6'3", 150-pound wide receiver, fought for the fade pattern and came down with six. It is 20-8. Hershey in front by 12 points.
What a play there by Johnson. It was kind of just a one-on-one ball, like a jump ball in basketball. Johnson tipped around a little bit. Johnson come up, grabbed that ball. But sure, his feet were inbounds. That was up deep in the corner of the end zone. Good play there by Johnson.
About an 18-yard pass there. Mossen in for the extra point. Sidewinder gets it up, and this time I believe it is good. And the score now is 21-8. Hershey leading Blue Hill. 6:11 to go in the third. We're going to take a timeout, and the kickoff is next here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a half minute.
South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill's reeling here. They're down 21-8, 6:11 to go in the third period. On that fade pattern from Marshall to Johnson of 18 yards, the extra point by Mossen was good. And Blue Hill now has some scoring to do. Kickoff is going to be taken inside the 5-yard line. Coming back the other way, Kruger's got it across the 15. Kruger to the 20. Kruger to the 25-yard line. He'll be hauled down there near the Blue Hill bench.
It's going to be a key drive here for Blue Hill. You know, they're
right
down two scores. There's about a half of
six minutes
to go in this third quarter and the whole fourth quarter. But you can sense that Hershey's got the momentum. They got the crowd. They've got everything in their favor. Blue Hill needs to gain their composure, get a nice drive down here, get 6 points on the board.
They get 6 points back, and it's a one-score ball game. So that you're right. That's exactly what they need to do. They need to blot out the fact that there's any more time to go, just like there's 6 minutes to go, and we need a score. That's basically what they need to do mentally. They've got slots both ways. wing off to the right side. Single setback. Handoff goes to Sharp, and he falls down in the backfield.
Garrett Sharp,
wow.
The middle, tripped up for no gain on
it's got to be
play.
Second down and 10 for Blue Hill.
Did he just lose his footing?
He just lost it. He tripped on his own foot.
Yard line.
He was not touched initially by a Hershey player. And the clock now at 5.5 to go in the third. They break the huddle, and Blue Hill will send Hamill out wide to the right side. In the pistol now is Trumbull. Hands it off, this time Sharp with a head of steam and a first down. He said, I'm not going to look that bad again, and he got the first down.
Carry across the 35-yard line, brought down by Landon
Dawson. Yeah, looked pretty determined. He, you know, he had only five rushing yards for that big 10-yard gain there. So,
going to bring in the Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang here. They say, yes, it did cross the first down yardage. But a reminder, when's the last time you measured your savings on car insurance? Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance can help you out in Hastings. 5:17 to go, clock running now again. First and 10, Blue Hill handoff again to Sharp, and Sharp is going to fall forward for a nice gain of about 5 yards.
Down by Lane Richardson.
He's running with a definite degree of authority that he didn't have in the first half. He's about had it. That might, wait a minute, that was Hofferber. Hofferber on that carry. So it's still a nice run. Second down and 5 yards to go now as Blue Hill seems to beginning to get a little bit of their composure back after fumbling away their last possession and seeing Hershey score on that. I formation. Handoff this time. There's Sharp. Sharp falls forward close to
Sharp
a first down that time. So Blue Hill right now gouging out yardage at about five
Boston,
a carry.
Jacob Thompson.
Yep, I think Sharp and Hofferberger, they really took Coach Porter's lecture there at the halftime. Said, you know what, I'm going to put this team on my back. We're going to determine. They want that first down. They're chipping away. You know, they don't see they're down two scores. They're, like you said, Craig, It's this drive.
Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang actually does make it on the field this time, and they're going to measure it about the half a width of a football shy. Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance, proud supporter of various sports and athletes, 725 West 2nd Hastings. Call them at 402-463-3003 and see how your savings measures up. Third down, less than a foot to go. Shotgun formation. Parker Trumbull calls the signals, hands off immediately to Sharp. Sharp's got the first down and more. Grinds down to the 25-yard line. And now Blue Hill has Hershey on their heels as they've been gouging out 5, 10 yards at a crack here, and they need to respond because they're down 21-8. It's not hopeless, but they got to start showing the kind of momentum that it apparently is beginning to gather. First down and 10. Ball inside the 45-yard line of Hershey.
Time to
single setback is Sharp. Wingman, handoff to Sharp, and he again forward for about
Sharp
5 or 6 yards.
Down by Tyler Brown.
Sharp running like his pants are on fire.
A gain of about 6. Make it second and 4.
Second down and 4 yards to go. As there's some substitutions up on the line for Hershey right now. They're trying to figure out what it is Blue Hill is doing. They got big old Colton Brand over there on tackle, and he's lowering some, knocking some Hershey players off their feet. Sharp that time gets the ball, twists, turns
Sharp
forward for about 2 yards, and it's going to bring up a fourth down.
Justin Weir and Josh
no,
Connell.
Third down. Third down coming, third down coming, and a little less than about 5 yards to go.
The Hershey defense, I think this play might be key. They need to be getting a better pass rush if they want to force this third down. Nice protection, though, there by Blue Hill.
Clock running at 3:09 to go, third period of play, 21-8. Hershey out front of Blue Hill, sending Hamill wide to the right side. Rubelid wide to the left side. Again, in the gun. Parker Trumbull hands off to Sharp. Sharp spins down inside. Should be a first down inside the 34-yard line.
35-yard line brought down by Logan Brown.
Sharp gets up. Logan Brown with the tackle there.
Or Terrence Whiting. First and 10, Bobcats.
Logan Brown is a 6'2", 275-pound senior. Did not start, but he's one of those big substitutes that have come in now to try and shut down the Blue Hill run game, which started back inside their 30-yard line. Blue Hill started this drive at the 25, and they're now at the 33-yard line of Hershey. Hamill wide right side. Slot is Drury. Gun formation again. Hand off this time to Sharp, and Sharp has got some more running room. Check that. That carrier was James Fuller, I believe.
James Fuller on the carry, brought down by Logan Brown.
He's a new guy. Hofferberg comes up just a little bit lame, but he's going to stay in the ball game.
30-yard line.
I think.
Yeah, this is a nice drive by Blue Hill. They've already reached their rushing total they had in the first half, and it's still only third quarter. So great drive here by Blue Hill.
Hofferberg trying to shake off a little bit of a leg ding there. Comes up on the wing off the left side. Shotgun, handoff again, Fuller. He's got a little bit of shake and bake to him, and he gets close to the first down to the 26-yard line.
On the left side, brought down by Chayton Crow.
Yeah, nice change of pace here. You think maybe they were going hard with Sharp. Sharp. Here comes Fuller.
Unless Sharp got hurt. I don't see him on the far sideline. He's back in the ballgame now. Sharp is back in.
Maybe gave him just a breather. He's been working hard this drive. Got over 35 yards this drive.
That he has. Clock ticks down, close to 90 seconds to go in the third period of play. Blue Hill trying to respond here and climb back into this ball game. Rublet wide to the left side. Poe inside him. Sharp stands next to Trumbull. Shotgun snap. Handoff. Fake the handoff. Trumbull's in trouble. Going to be snowed all the way back to the 35-yard line. But a penalty marker down over there. I think they got a late hit out of bounds. And I think it's going to go Blue Hill's way.
See what the call is here.
It's going to be a personal foul against the Panthers. That's going to give them a first down as they mark it from the point of the infraction, another 15 yards, probably going to set up first and 10 inside the 25-yard line.
Yep, automatic first down.
So Blue Hill catches a break there after a play that really turned ugly.
Yeah, I couldn't even see what it was that you said it was a late hit out of bounds. It looked like he was taking him out of bounds. I don't know if it was somebody late other than the initial.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good call.
After the mark off, it'll be first and 10.
First and 10 inside the 20 yard line. So a big change of fortune there for Blue Hill. It could have been a 5-yard sack. Instead, it's a 15 yard gain and a first down on the penalty. Now Trumbull back in the gun. Has Sharp standing by him. Hofferberg off the wing. Sharp gets the carry. Sharp gets some yardage, but a penalty marker comes in. There might be a hold on Blue Hill this time.
Yep. Whenever you see it come from the near side official, that's always a hold.
So Blue Hill again, not able to accept good fortune. It'll be a procedure call against Blue Hill. Of the two, that would be the lesser of the two evils. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. And instead of first and 20, it'll be first and 15 yards to go. Clock stops on the penalty. The ball is set now just inside the 25-yard line of Hershey. Blue Hill down 21-8. The clock is on the side of the Panthers. Blue Hill needs to score here.
Yeah, big drive here. The momentum is on Blue Hill's side. Maybe we'll see that kill shot. Maybe a shot right here for the end zone.
Hamill comes wide to the right side. Bunch of receivers over to the left. Rublet is wide to the left. Trumbull, quarterback keeper, tries to find the corner, can't get there. And it'll be second down and about 13 yards to go. Not much of a gain there for Parker Trumbull.
No, good job there by the Hershey defense, not letting Trumbull get away. You know, Trumbull, he's shown flashes where if he finds a hole, he'll hit it and he'll make you pay.
Went to the near side of the field that time, the short side of the field, and well defended there by Hershey. There's a lot of yardage here on the right side of the field. If they can get somebody running free down there, that might be the way to six.
I think we might be
coming up. Maybe one more play. I'm not sure they're going to get that play off. 3-2-1. That's it. Third period of play is over.
Your score at the end of three. The Panthers 21 and the Bobcats
21-8 at the end of three. We'll be back in 1 minute with the final quarter, we think. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to SouthCentralStateBank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by pay.
Hewitt is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hang on, if you're just joining us, Blue Hill is trailing. They're trailing 21-8. Here's the final quarter coming up, unless for some reason we end up in a tie at the end of regulation. It's a possibility, not a probability. Parker Trumbull with a second down and 14 yards to go. Fakes the handoff to Sharp, keeps it himself down inside to about the 15-yard line. He'll spot it at the 16. It'll bring up a second down. Check that third down. And 9 yards to go.
I like Trumbull. He's a no-nonsense back. He squares his shoulder up. He embraces the hit. He says, I'm going to get 5 yards doing this rather than I'm getting 2 or 3 yards trying to outrush you to the sideline. So good run there by Trumbull.
They've got to get down inside the 10-yard line to about the 9. The ball is spotted outside the 15, so-called third down, and about 8 yards to go. Trumbull in the gun. Hand off to Sharp. Left side. Breaks away from one tackler. Spins down inside the 15, but he will not get to the first down. So it's going to be another fourth down situation for Blue Hill.
Nice hit there by Mason on the Hershey defense. Kind of made... caused Sharp to lose his balance. Maybe not get that run he wanted to. It's going to be fourth down. I think it's four down territory here, Craig.
Going to have to go for it here. Parker Trumbull brings in the play. They've kind of laid off their passing game a little bit after suffering 2 interceptions in the first half. This time they've got Poe slopped to the right side. Rubelin wide to the left side. Shotgun. Parker Trumbull back to pass. Fires into the end zone. Rubelin, touchdown! Mitchell Rubelin toes the line and a beautiful catch in that same corner where we saw Johnson with a beautiful catch for Hershey. And now Blue Hill back on the board, 21-14. They're down by 7.
That's kind of the play you needed there. You didn't need a touchdown, but, you know, wow, what a play by Rublin.
Nice protection there. Beautiful, beautiful step up into the pocket by Trumbull. Nice form, right on target, right at the line. You could not have drawn it any better.
Both feet inbounds. That's a perfect catch there by Rublin.
Going for two here. Two wides right side, 5 people split out left into the end zone, in and out of the hands of Hamill. So it's still a one-score game here, 21-14. Blue Hill climbing back into it. Hang on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Shop in Blue Hill. Our piece does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's as the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Rubelet has had another good ball game. He scored one on a pick six as a defensive back and then picked off a nice pass by Parker Trumbull for a 15-yard TD. Conversion attempt was no good, so we stand 21-14, Hershey on top. Mitchell Rubelet, wide receiver and defensive back with a good game tonight. 40-yard line is where they tee it up, and it'll be Rubelid again in the action as he'll kick it off straight ahead. Good kick down to the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way is Margaret's. The big guy comes near side. 25 slips at 27-yard line and goes down.
Penalty flag down here at the end of the run.
We do have a flag on the field.
Maybe a late hit because the return man was down here.
Holding on the Panthers, that'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot.
A hold, though, on the return, that's going to set back Hershey 10 more yards. It's going to be a big defensive stop here for Blue Hill. They've got the momentum back on their side, but they don't have the time on their side. That's with Hershey.
One score. But if you look at it the way Blue Hill has been doing it, it's really two scores because they've got to score a touchdown, then they've got to get a two-point conversion because they haven't shown any tendency to kick the single extra point.
How big is that missed field goal right now?
Wow. It's huge for Hershey. They missed a field goal early. In fact, they missed a couple of extra points. They actually missed two conversions, which is how we end up at 21-14 right now. Marshall under center. He's got Brown as the tailback. He gives a give and go to Brown, and he'll be stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Brown with the carry across the line of scrimmage.
So Blue Hill comes up salty there on that first carry.
Walter, short gain on the play.
You can really feel the momentum, Craig. You know, the crowd's sitting down now. They're getting kind of nervous here. Blue Hill's going to be taking advantage of it. They're going to be sending some dogs, I feel. Maybe bring some pressure.
This is where an eight-game win streak certainly does help your DNA reaching back in there, and this is what we do. We win eight times more than we lose. We'll see whether or not it's going to come to fruition, but Blue Hill definitely going to send the dogs here as they got eight men in the box. Some pressure as Marshall rolls to his right, and he's going to get sacked inside the 10-yard line. Garrett Sharp on the blitz.
Exactly what we called. Roll to the right. They've run that roll right all night long. Sharp says not this time.
We'll make it third.
Huge 8-yard sack. Makes it third in about 18.
Ball is back at the 10, and Blue Hill, you can tell, is just growing in confidence right now. There's 9:20 to go in this ball game, and Hershey needs to come up with a 20-yard play to maintain this drive. Otherwise, they're in a punting situation, and Blue Hill could get the ball back in very good field position.
Well, I think you run something simple. You don't want to risk a turnover. Maybe just put the ball. Let your defense hold up if you're Hershey. Nice play, though, by Blue Hill.
Marshall is under center. Brown, the tailback. They fake the pitch to him, give it up the middle to Margaret's, and he's stopped. So the guy that was gouging out 7-8 yards a carry now is stopped right at the line of scrimmage, and Blue Hill is taking this thing way more seriously now than they had early on in the ball game.
Yeah, we can even hear the Blue Hill faithful from across the way finally making some noise there. They're sensing it over there, too. That was a huge three and out there for the Blue Hill defense. They're going to get the ball back with
back
plenty of time, 8 minutes to go.
Drury is at the 45-yard line. Mossen is standing in his end zone. Is Blue Hill going to go for the block? Looks like they're trying, but they don't get there. It's a high kick. It did its job, and it's going to bounce at the 35-yard line and take a Blue Hill bounce inside the 35. It is downed over there by Jacob Thompson, and Blue Hill is back on offense now for the second time in less than about a minute 15 to play. 8:15 to go in this ball game in regulation. Blue Hill back. And they have it at the 33.5-yard line of Hershey.
Short field. I feel like Hershey, they're going to seize the momentum, maybe try to get a big play right off the bat, you know, get Hershey while they're on their heels.
They send Hamill wide to the right side. Poe is in the slot to the left. Otherwise, offset eye. Trumbull keeps the ball himself and goes inside the 30-yard line. Nice gain on first down by Parker Trumbull. He'll pick up a strong four, about five.
The ball at the Panther 30-yard line.
It'll be a long five, short 6 yards to go with second down coming for Blue Hill as Trumbull goes all the way across the field to bring the play in from the coaching staff of Blue Hill. They're on the east side of the field. Now Trumbull comes rapidly back. The clock at 7:45 to go. In regulation. We're now under the lights. It's getting a little bit of a chill in the air. And Hamill goes wide to the right side. Rubelit, who caught a touchdown just a couple of minutes ago, wide left, shotgun. They hand it off to Fuller, and he scoots forward for about a yard. Nope, Drury was the running back on that. Got about a yard. That's the first time we've seen Drury carry it from scrimmage. And a penalty marker is down. We'll see what that's all about.
Unsportsmanlike
against Hershey. And there across the way, you may be able to hear the faithful from Blue Hill cheering it just right back at the Hershey faithful. Because of the broadcast setup here, we're sitting actually outside the press box and in the Hershey stand. So we physically feel the crowd here much more than we have almost all year long.
Yeah, especially on defense when they're trying to pump their crowd. The stands are vibrating below us.
flag down. Let's see where they're going to mark it. Unsportsmanlike against Hershey is going to be a 5, 10, 15-yard miscue on the part of Hershey. And now Blue Hill is going to get the ball. First down and 10 yards to go. Ball spotted at the Hershey 15-yard line. Parker Trumbull stands about 5 yards back of the center. Sharp is next to him. Wides both ways. Poe in the slot. And now penalty markers down at the snap. Must have been a flinch at Blue Hill.
Drop him off
procedure
back.
Yep. Against
5 yard penalty.
Blue Hill.
Be 5 yards.
So they have not risen to the level of perfection yet, but Blue Hill is doing more things right than wrong here in the second half. First half, they had a lot of mistakes. They had 4 punts. They had 2 interceptions. They fumbled here in the third period. They had a lot of runs called back due to penalties. They've settled down here late in the ball game. 7:04 to go. They're within 7, 21-14. Trumbull in the gun. Sharp next to him. They give it to Sharp. Sharp's got running room down inside the 15, almost to the 10-yard line.
Sharp with the carry across the 15, brought down by Gage Marshall.
Nice job by Sharp, getting about half of it back. You know, half of the penalty yards is going to set up second and about, or third and about 8.
Gain of a 7 will make it 2nd and 8.
Clock at 6:38 to go in the ball game. Craig Ecker, Jeff Babel from Hershey. As the sun has set, the chill is upon us, and Blue Hill is in the red zone. Second down coming. 8 yards to go. The ball is spotted inside the 15-yard line.
Need to make smart
Sharp
plays here.
Standing next to Trumbull. They give it to him again. Goes to the right side this time. Cut back and got some yardage inside the 10.
Sharp again.
And it'll be third down and about 4 yards to go as Blue Hill has had some success here in the late third, early fourth quarter on the ground. That means the Blue Hill line is taken over. There is a equipment thing going on there. I think it's Lane Richardson, the defensive end or tackle, had a shoe come off, and now they're going to wind the clock again. 6:01 to go in regulation.
Again, we're in 4-down territory, so you might not try to get all 5 here. Maybe set up 2 or 3, set up 4th and 1 maybe here if you're blue.
Garrett Sharp kind of started this whole thing off with some very intensive runs a little bit ago, and they've been feeding the ball to him. Option, Trumbull keeps the ball and does not get the first down. It's going to bring up a 4th down and 5 yards to go from the 10-yard line.
That brings up a 4th and 5.
So Hershey smells a stand here. They need to have that stand. Blue Hill has the capability of going into the end zone, and that may just be the way they go. If they go for the first down, they're going to face all those guys up in the box. If they can fake it, go play action, go to Rublin in the end zone, they might get the score.
That's my thing. I said watch out for Rublin here. Maybe a design run for Trumbull.
Rublin
well.
Is on the right side this time.
We have a
timeout will be called here by Scott Porter. And so with 5:01 to go, we're going to take a minute here on the Breeze 94.5 with your score. Hershey 21, Blue Hill in the red zone 14. Back in a minute on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here it is, 4th down, 5 yards to go. Blue Hill, down by 7, trying to get in. Rublin in motion, left to right. Back to pass, Trumbull pressured, fires, end zone. It is picked off! Picked off by Colton Marshall, down the sideline. Marshall, 40, 50, 40. Colton Marshall, 20, 10. Touchdown, Hershey. Wow.
Holy cow is right. The entire Hershey sideline ran with Marshall on that one. 95 yards, jumped the route. The route, it was there, Craig. Like you said, they went for the end zone. They went for the touchdown. Perfect job by Marshall just intercepting that pass.
I'm going to call that a 100-yard return.
Yeah, 100 yards from the end zone. It was on the five, but like you said.
Mawson will try to tack on another point. It is up. It is good. It is 28-14. And Hershey shocks with a 100-yard interception return with 4:44 to go in this one. We'll take a break. Come back in 30 seconds with the kickoff here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Bossett will tee it up, 40-yard line. Blue Hill has to get something big real fast here. It's possible to score, onside kick, and score again. It is possible, but it is a very, very difficult task now for the Blue Hill Bobcats, who came into this one with an 8-game winning streak. And you know what? Hershey could be the Cinderella team of this bracket. They knocked off Perkins County, a 7-1 ball club last week, and now they are leading 14, an 8-1 ball club this week. Here comes the kickoff. Drury has it at the 10-yard line. Back to the 15, 20, 25. Keith and Drury, 30-yard line. Cutback, 35, 40. Drury out to the 45-yard line. A nice run back when they needed it for Keith and Drury of the Blue Hill Bobcats. So the ball is all the way out to the 45-yard line of Blue Hill as they try and answer that 100-yard pick six by Colton Marshall.
You know, watch the ability here. If I'm Blue Hill, I'm trying to find Rubel, and I think, you know, he's been playing well tonight. He seems to be the go-to guy. Had over 200 yards receiving last week against Kimball. So watch out for Rubel in this drive. An official timeout, I believe.
I'm just looking here. I'm not sure that maybe Blue Hill is a little dinged up at wide receiver. Shotgun formation, drops the snap, and now Trumbull has to pick it up, and he runs about 10 yards up to the 45-yard line of Hershey on that. Goes out of bounds. No, he did not get out of bounds. Clock remains with 4:10 to go on that broken play. I don't think anybody thought that the play was going to go. I think they thought somebody whistled it. Hand off inside. Garrett Sharp to the line of scrimmage, and that's about all. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. No, he got the first down. First down and 10 on that now.
At the 41-yard line.
Yeah, this is a huge drive, Craig. You know, there's now when they snap the ball, there'll be about 4 minutes to go. They need a score. They need to score fast.
Slots both ways. Shotgun formation. Trumbull with the call. Back to pass. Looking down the far side. He's looking for Poe, and it's almost intercepted. It is intercepted again. This time, Dylan Johnson's going to take it all the way back to the 15, 10, 5. Dylan Johnson, touchdown, Hershey. Wow. Holy mackerel. When it rains, it pours.
The same thing happened again. They just jumped the same route. Looked like maybe they had the post route open. They went with the underneath route. I don't think they were expecting that pass to be thrown. So Johnson says, hey, I'll take it. Let's go. I'll take it to the house myself.
Back to back. Pick sixes.
The touchdown will stand.
Dylan Johnson with a 65-yard pick six right after the 100-yard pick six by Colton Marshall. And it's a 34-14 game, and who would have thunk it? Not I. At least not not with the points on the Hershey side. But Hershey came in. Boy, I tell you what, they were playing their best ball of the football season, upsetting Perkins County in the brackets last week, and now a big upset with Blue Hill. So there will not be a Blue Hill-St. Cecilia matchup in the next round.
Well, St. Cecilia's got to take care of Sutton tonight yet, too.
That's correct. Well, then there won't be a Blue Hill-Sutton matchup. I guess I forgot that was the other bracket game. So now who's traveling where then? Hershey's going to travel next week, right?
Sutton's leading Hastings St. Cecilia 16-14.
So right Hershey now. Could end up at Sutton next week. Here comes a single point attempt. It is up, and it does not make it long enough. So it's going to remain 34-14 with 3:45 to go. The Panthers lead the Bobcats 34-14. Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by pay.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the roof is falling in on Blue Hill. Two successive pick sixes against Parker Trumbull. One for 100 yards by Colton Marshall. One for... call it 65, maybe 70 yards by Dylan Johnson. And it's now 34-14, and Blue Hill's season is about ready to come to an end here as they are down by 20 points. Same kind of margin that Hershey won against Perkins County. Yeah. Now, there's been a bunch of unsportsmanlike and even sideline calls here. The kickoff, are you ready? The kickoff is coming from the 12-yard line of Hershey. That's how far back they've been penalized. So Blue Hill's going to get exceptional field position, but they've only got 3:45 on the clock to get three scores.
Big play here might help spark it, though. You never know.
You don't know. A run back, an onside, who knows? It's a short kick taken at the 50-yard line. Here comes Hamill. Far sideline, cut back, and he'll get hammered back at the 48-yard line.
Well, the up back took it. He didn't really know where to go with it. Cut back, got met by a host of Hershey defenders.
To go in the ball game.
And it's going to be first and 10 for Blue Hill.
48-yard line.
Their passing game has been off tonight, and I'm just trying to count here on my fingers and toes. I think they've got some... reserves in a wide receiver. I have not seen Kruger in at wide out. I could be wrong here. Poe is in, and I don't think we saw much of him before. Komacher has not been in, so I'm not sure what all is going on, but Rubelit is the only regular wide out that I'm seeing here the last several series. Back to pass, Trumbull. He's got a man, that is Hamill, and he's got a first down inside the 38-yard line. So that'll move the chains and stop the clock, and that's what Blue Hill needed. 3:31 to go in the ball game, unless a miracle occurs here and 20 points turn up on Blue Hill's side of the scoreboard. Rubelid comes wide to the left side. Shotgun formation. Two men in the backfield with Trumbull, who fires in the flat to Rubelid. Rubelid's got it at the 30, 25. Rubelid 15, 10-yard line. I think he stopped out at about the 12-yard line. Rubelid again. Now they say he actually stopped out about the 20-yard line, but he got the first down. He did get the first down. So with 3:17 on the clock stoppage there because of the out of bounds and because of the first down, Blue Hill has a shot at the end zone. It's that close. The ball is spotted at the 20-yard line. And Rublet again is the man in the passing game.
Yeah, watch here.
He's going to go in the slot now to the right side.
Post corner. Might hit him for a touchdown here.
Back to pass. He fires, and it is almost intercepted again. In and out of the hands of Logan Weir.
They went for the click slant route. It was there. Looked like he lost his footing, and Weir had it hit him right in the numbers. Maybe he wasn't expecting it. Could have been another big Barker, trouble over there.
Barker Trumbull is a senior. Boy, I tell you what, this is a rough way to end your high school career with a game where you're picked off, what, four times?
Four times, and he had a fumble, too.
Four times, and two of those for pick sixes. Wow. Hey.
Penalty here.
Hey, sometimes you have a bad day at the office. What can you say? Now there's a penalty against Blue Hill, and is it a hold?
I think it may be a chop block.
It is from the point of infraction anyhow, so it's now first down, but 20 yards to go for Blue Hill. 3:13 on the clock. Trips right side, single, wide out to the left. Rolling right, Trumbull fires, he's got a man, it's Hamill down inside the 10 to the 5-yard line.
Trumbull pass complete to Jaden Hamill.
And we'll see where they spot the ball, but I think they're going to give him down to the 5 when he stopped out. 3:05, clock stops, first down, first and goal to go for Blue Hill. Wow.
Pretty efficient passing this drive. Hopefully, I mean, the first and goal here at 3, they get a quick score, maybe get an onside kick here. They've only got 2 timeouts left, so.
Rublet wide to the right side. Slot man on the inside is Drury for Blue Hill. Wide out is Poe. Quarterback keeper on the draw. Falling forward to inside the 2-yard line is Parker Trumbull. And it'll bring up second down, goal to go from about the 2-yard line. Try and keep an eye on that St. Cecilia Sutton score. You said Sutton was out front.
Yep, at halftime by 2, 16-14. That's the last.
By 2 points, not 2 scores. Okay, 16-14. So it's anybody's ball game there yet.
Yep, text Platte River Preps to 90210. You'll get the final score of that one and all the games in our radio area.
Double wide right side. Hand off, Sharp. Sharp falls inside the 2-yard line. Did he get the touchdown? I don't think so. So it's going to be third down and goal to go from inside the 2-yard line. The clock inside, 2:10.
Yeah, you
hurry up here for Parker Trumbull. Hands it off to Sharp. Sharp carries tacklers into the end zone with him. Touchdown. Touchdown, Blue Hill. 34-20 now. Blue Hill's back to a 2-score deficit because of the missed extra point. Actually works out okay for Blue Hill. Blue Hill will attempt some sort of conversion here. And
onside kick, probably.
Yeah. And remember, this whole thing started with a really nice run back by Hamill out to the 45-yard line. 55-yard drive here, capped by the... Here comes the 2-point attempt. It's over to Poe into the end zone, and the point after is good. It's 34-22, but there's laundry on the field.
Illegal shift.
And so they're
going to swinging gate type look.
So they don't get another shot at it. If it's a penalty on the conversion, they don't get another shot, or do they? I guess they do. But they're going to mark it back another 5 yards. Am I correct in that?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a 5-yard mark off, and we will replay the 2-point conversion.
It's a legal play if you line up correctly, and unfortunately for Blue Hill, they were had an illegal shift on there. Backs them up 5 yards, makes it fourth and goal here. I mean,
Blue Hill coming off a 55-yard drive, capped by a 5-yard, 1 yard.
Yep, 1 yard plunge.
1 yard plunge by Garrett Sharp. Trips wide right side, back to pass. Trumbull rolls to his right, being chased, fires into the end zone, and it is complete, but dropped.
Hofferberg
was the intended receiver. Looked like he had it, and it hit the ground. So with 2:08 to go in the ball game, your score is Hershey 34, Blue Hill 20. Stand by for the onside kick in 30 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, they're taking plenty of time over on the special team side for Blue Hill to plan out what is obviously going to be an onside kick attempt here. They need to get the ball back because there's only 2:08 to go in this, and Blue Hill is down by 14 points. Those 14 points represented by two pick sixes consecutive possessions against Parker Trumbull, who was able to come back and lead his team for a 55-yard drive and get one of those scores back. And now let's see who's going to tee the ball up. I think it is, it's not Rubley this time. This time they go with Pittensorn. And it is a kick that goes about 15 yards right into the gut of one of the up men for Hershey. So Blue Hill will have to earn it back the old-fashioned way because the onside didn't work.
Yeah, Blue Hill still got two timeouts left, so conceivably you would call your timeouts about 2 minutes left on a third down, probably get the ball back a minute 20. So it's not completely impossible, but any type of first down here in this game is for sure been.
How many games have we had where there's been three pick sixes? Two for one team and one for the other. Who knows?
Not many.
All season long, we've seen a lot of different ball clubs here.
Yeah,
this is the first time where there's been three pick sixes in the ball game. Two for Hershey, one for Blue Hill, and now Blue Hill jumps offside. Looks like Garrett Sharp was smelling some opportunity there and jumped across the line. Wait a minute, maybe that wasn't. No, that was not Sharp. That was Justin Jameson. And so that'll give Hershey five more yards. And with 2:07 on the clock, first down and 5 yards to go for the Hershey Panthers. Kind of the Cinderella team of the bracket here.
Your Blue Hill, you're going to try and get a fumble here. You know, that's about all you can do is maybe cause a turnover. Hershey's going to hold on to that ball pretty tight.
I formation, Marshall under center, one single wide out, and then they give it to Margaret's, the big fullback, and he'll get across midfield to about the 49. Clocking under 2 minutes now.
Brought down by number three, Chase Hofferberg.
So it looks like Hershey will head east. They'll either head for Duncan Field or Sutton.
49-yard line.
St. Cecilia and Sutton playing right now. And Sutton had a two-point lead at halftime, 16-14. Single wide out. Everybody else is in tight. I formation. Brown dots the I. Margaret's the up man under center, Colton Marshall. Barks it out, handoff straight ahead to the big fullback, and he plunges into the line, more worried about eating clock than yardage at this point. And Blue Hill is not taking a tie. I don't know how many timeouts Blue Hill has left here in the second half. I think they might have two left.
Yeah, I think I've got them for two as well.
Two left?
Yep.
Okay. Third down coming for Hershey.
You'll see them probably use one here if they do stop them.
What kind of candy you suppose they give out at Hershey on Halloween?
I would think the Hershey chocolate bar.
You think? Tootsie Rolls. I don't know.
Yeah.
Under center, I formation. Wide right side. Give the handoff to Margaret's again. He falls forward. I think he got the first down. And that's probably going to do it. That's probably going to do it here with Margaret's, who made his presence known in the second half. The big fullback picks up the first down. Blue Hill is going to end this season. What an eventful one. Started out with such tragedy in that community. Started out with a loss, and then an 8-win streak is going to end here with a loss at Hershey. Hershey, 4-4 in the regular season, began playing excellent football recently. Beat two excellent football teams, a 7-1 Perkins County team, an 8-1 Blue Hill team here. They drain the clock, 19 seconds to go. Here comes a kneel down. There it is. And that's going to be all she wrote. Your final score is going to be, I'm going to take... 34-20, the final score now. And a long ride home for the Blue Hill Bobcats on this beautiful night in Hershey. Thanks for listening tonight. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, add up the stats and feed them back to you here, give you some scores, and set the stage perhaps for next week's game where Hershey will be traveling east. They're either going to Duncan Field in Hastings or Sutton. We'll talk about that, too. Back in 2 minutes on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it wasn't a bad ball game. It was an exciting ball game. We hope you enjoyed it. We know back in Blue Hill, the Hastings area, probably not so much as far as the outcome was concerned, but Blue Hill gave it a go in the second half. They took over some momentum, got close, got within a touchdown and an extra point, but two successive pick sixes against Parker Trumbull. I mean, that we haven't seen that in a long time. There were three total pick sixes. One was by Rubelid on the quarterback Colton Marshall. But two successive pick sixes, one 100-yard run back by Colton Marshall, picked it off at the goal line into the end zone, ran it back the other way for six. And then Johnson picked off another one, ran it back almost 70 yards for another touchdown. And those were the last two scores by Hershey. Defensive, interception, touchdowns. And the final score, 34-20. Blue Hill's only score in the first half actually came on an interception and run back. That was by Mitchell Rubelid. Made it 6-0. Then they got a two-point conversion. There were two offensive touchdowns by Hershey before halftime. One netted a two-point conversion. One didn't. So that was the 14-8 halftime score. Blue Hill came out and had to suffer an onslaught by Hershey in the third quarter. But were able to turn it away on a fumble, but then immediately fumbled it back to Hershey. Back-to-back fumbles. And then Marshall to Johnson, an 18-yard pass, made it 21-8. A 15-yard pass from Trumbull to Mitchell Rubelid made it 21-14. Then Colton Marshall, a 100-yard pickoff return, made it 28-14. Dylan Johnson picked off a 65-yard return off of Trumbull, made it 34-14. Trumbull was able to come back and lead his team to a 55-yard final drive of the season, as it turned out, made it 34-20. But too little too late. That's the end of the season for Blue Hill. They end it with a record of 8 wins and 2 losses. Ironically enough, we were talking to some of the Hershey fans here. They say they were like 5 plays away from being an 8-0 ball club on the year, And after the ball game last week, we talked to Scott Porter, and his hopes for Blue Hill were a lot more modest than they turned out to be. He was thinking that they could have actually been a 500 ball club, but things went the right way, and they ended up with a great season at 8-1 and ended here on the field at Hershey with a final of 8 wins and 2 losses. Again, the Hershey Panthers will be traveling east either to Sutton or to Duncan Field. Either way, we're going to have that game on the air here on Platte River Radio next week. Shelton is leading Spalding Academy 34-0 at halftime. BDS leaves Creighton 42-14. Sutton in the third quarter, now we're going to call it, leading St. Cecilia 16-14. So that's turning into a defensive battle. And Kennesaw is leading Bertrand 31-27 in a game on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic is leading Broken Bow 7-0 in the first period of play. And those are some of the scores from around the area on our Platte River radio stations. We still have 4 other games going on 1460 AM, on 1550 AM, and on 98.9, as well as 1230 AM. And those games include, he said, shuffling his papers very, very quickly. St. Cecilia Sutton, that's on KHAS 1230. If you want to listen to that one online, you can. Just go to PlatteRiverPreps.com and connect with the right link. ESPN 1550 has Central Catholic and Adams Central going on right now. It is Broken Bow and Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and Classic Hits 98.9 with that Kennesaw-Bertrand ball game going on. But it's been a busy couple of weeks. We'll continue into the playoffs and of course, have all 6 of the state championship games, whether they're local teams or not. We always cover all 6 of the state high school football championship games on ESPN 1460 and 1550. That is the Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week when that's coming up. And all of our coverage is brought to you by a lot of fine sponsors. Our presenting playoff sponsors. There we are. Our presenting playoff sponsors. Are we getting shut off here? I hope we're still on with you. Our presenting playoff sponsors include T&L Irrigation. Eliminate hassles of electric pivotal irrigation with the proven technology of a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation system. Get continuous movement technology you know and trust. Improve crop production and decades of dependability with T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. Also, Hastings Ford Lincoln. The all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The next time you're in the market for a new or used Ford or Lincoln, give them a try. Hastings Ford Lincoln, the opportunity to show you an easier way to buy. And by Dunham Sports. High school playoff coverage and Dunham Sports go hand in hand, from hunting, golf, footwear, sportswear, everything in between. You'll love it at the new 35,000 square foot Dunham Sporting Goods in Hastings, the newest sporting goods store. It's in the old Walmart building. Beautiful building, lots of selection at Dunham's. So our presenting sponsors there from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, brought to you by Husker Power Products, powering LP diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings, LP and diesel irrigation engines. Okay, did I give you enough time to tally up all of the scores or all of the stats?
Yes, I was doing some notes there for the post-game
wrap. A lot of the scoring came on non-offensive yardage. Holy smokes. Yep. We had, what do we got up there? 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, and 3 of them came on defensive interception runbacks for 6. So 18 points on the board. There's 54 points on the board, and 18 of those came as a result of runbacks. One by Mitchell Rubelid, a 25-yard runback on an interception, and one by Colton Marshall, a 100-yard runback, and a 65-yard runback by Dylan Johnson of Hershey. Jeff Babel alongside with some numbers.
Yes, sir. And like you said, you know, a lot of interception returns seem to be the scoring. So if you look at the scoreboard, it's 34-20 in favor of Hershey. Yards-wise, it's actually in favor of Blue Hill. Blue Hill led the overall rushing total. They had 241 total in the game, 107 of which came on the arm of Parker Trumbull. He was 6 of 13 for 107 yards. He had a score as well. Rubelin had one of those scores. He also had one of those interception returns early in the game, put him on the board. Rushing-wise, Blue Hill finished with 134, spread among 3 different people. Sharp got 55, Trumbull got 50, and Hofferberger got 21. But they did turn the ball over five times, four interceptions, and a fumble. So, I mean, that seemed to be the difference in the game, and Hershey capitalized on it. Their number's not quite as good as Blue Hills, but they'll take the win. I guarantee you that. Margaret's, he was the story, I think. 16 carries, 79 yards, a hard-earned 79, if I might add. Then Tyler Brown had 9 carries, 19 yards. And then Gage Marshall, the little brother there, had 6 carries for 7 yards. His older brother, Colton, 5 of 10 through the air for 111 yards. Threw the ball efficiently. You know, they didn't really need a whole lot of offense because a lot of their offense came, you know, from Colt Marshall. He had the 100-yard interception return. Then Johnson had, I think, a 65-yarder is what you said. So, you know, the stat sheet doesn't always tell the story. I mean, I always say, you know, it comes down to one thing whenever you play football at any level, and that's turning the ball over. And if you can cause 6 turnovers and only turn it over twice yourself, that's plus 4. You can make up what you give up on the ground, and that's exactly what Hershey did today, taking down Blue Hill. And I guess you would say an upset, but like you said, you know, Blue Hill thought maybe they were going to be 4-4, and a lot of people in Hershey thought, heck, we had a chance from being 8-0. So in hindsight, it might not be that big of an upset. I think next week Hershey will be an upset no matter where they go, either to Duncan or to Sutton, like you said.
Yep, a couple of evenly, as it turned out, although we obviously had not seen Hershey before a couple of hours ago, but obviously, as it turned out, evenly matched physically. Execution was in favor of Hershey, frankly. In the first half, Blue Hill had to punt the ball 4 times. They gave up 2 turnovers on interceptions. So if you give up 6 drives in the first half of play, something was not cooking right for Blue Hill. It was a long trip. You know, we can debate this whole thing about the higher seeds having to travel despite having the seating and things like that. That's gone back and forth. Not necessarily just in this particular case, but you look at it and you wonder, now, is that really the fair thing or is it the fair thing? But you decide. Here's the way it decided on the scoreboard. The final score was Hershey 34 and Blue Hill 20. For Jeff Babel, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for joining us from Hershey, Nebraska. Have a great night.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.